Get 5 free quarts of Mobil Clean 5000. Mobil Clean 5000. The oil that's changing oil. Visit MobilOil.com for more details.
Charlie Pickett here for Amdro. Did you know that some ants actually prefer living in your home? That's why you need to know about new Amdro Ant Block. It stops ants cold on the outside. Just sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the foundation of your home. You see, Ant Block's a bait. Ants take it back to the colony where they share it and die.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
And 28th Street in the Village Shopping Center. For the men's warehouse nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
760. KKZN Thornton Boulder. Boulder's Progressive Talk is giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. Visit am760.net for details.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. It seems now that the American military commanders assisting the war in Iraq are spitting a completely different picture about the climate of the country and the prospects for peace. Recent interviews suggest that those commanders are not as optimistic about the pace of the war and the progress once reported. One military officer is suggesting now that American troops could remain in Iraq for many years to come. General John Abizaid said, told a news briefing that a major reason for delay in American troop withdrawal has much to do with the lack of progress in training Iraqi paramilitary forces. Both parties in the U.S. Senate yesterday locked horns as members of the legislative body had their first foray into the overarching issue of preserving the filibuster. The debate began as Senate Republican leader Bill Frist called for consideration once again of President Bush's choice of Texas Judge Priscilla Owen for the federal bench. Nomination has spawned anger among critics who have long labeled Owens a conservative judicial activist. Should the Republicans fail in getting any of the president's nominees approved, this time they are threatening a rule change, and whether that could actually take place still remains to be seen. European Union and Iran remain deadlocked over the issue of restraining the Iranian nuclear development program unless the Europeans offer significant incentives. Reports say the Iranians are interested in a deal for 10 nuclear reactors. Despite this, no incentives at this point will sway Iran from breaking the impasse. This according to an Iranian negotiator involved in the talks. Fire broke out at the plant where the Army incinerates deadly chemical weapons like sarin nerve gas. Fire occurred on May 11th at the Pine Bluff Arsenal in Arkansas. It caused operations at the arsenal to shut down for 2 days. Local authorities and the public were not notified until a full week later. Democratic Senator Mark Pryor of Arkansas says he will look into the cause for the delay. Bush administration is imposing new limits on the amount of clothing China can ship to the United States, intensifying trade tensions between the two global giants. It was the second time in 5 days that Washington announced such quotas, acting on complaints that a rising tide of Chinese apparel was hurting U.S. companies. The new batch of Chinese goods facing restrictions on men's and boys' cotton and man-made fiber shirts, man-made fiber trousers, man-made fiber knit shirts and blouses, and comb cotton yarn. Textile industry representatives said the categories of trousers as well as shirts and blouses would affect men's and women's products. The administration's action was welcomed by U.S. makers of clothing and textiles, which have been hard hit by foreign competition, but the decision was criticized by American retailers who stock Chinese-made clothing and fear the quotas will raise prices for U.S. consumers. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
The news is brought to you by Blue Blocker Sunglasses, available in Walgreens drugstores. See clearer, farther, and protect your eyes with solid UV protection. Blue Blockers are available at all Walgreens in new cool styles. Check them out today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're starting to pick up around town. Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are filling in, and the Turnpike is looking good in both directions right now. So we do have some trouble southbound on I-25. It's a rollover accident near 58th Avenue. That's tied up the two right lanes and a bunch of things up from 84th Avenue. But once you get by the crash, you have a nice ride into the tech center. Eastbound I-70 still dealing with that construction in the left lane at Kipling, and 225 looking pretty good this morning in both directions. Today's forecast, expect a hot one, sunny skies, and highs in the mid-80s. Right now, we're waking up to 53 degrees. Use Eco Potting Mix this spring and have magnificent marigolds, perfect petunias, and the jazziest geraniums in town. Eco Potting Mix is now available at Home Depot and Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. The secret for growing the healthiest flowers? It's Eco. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's open mic season, so we're letting Jay Marvin out of the studio. And we want you to be a part of his show. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin, Thursday, May 19th, live from the Republic of Boulder Restaurant.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork, and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
303-477-CARE. If you can't sleep, call 303-477-CARE.
America's favorite lefty.
The Republicans are always real good at making these statements about how they care and about, boy, if you don't support the troops.
Jay Marvin.
And then when it comes to actually doing something about it, they don't do it.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for coming back to Colorado. I'm really glad to have you to listen to for my hour drive in the morning.
Hey, baby, are you listening?
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:06, 6 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's going to be a great day today. Sunny and a high of 84, and we're live at the Republic of Boulder. That's at 1095 Canyon Street here in Boulder. Come on by. Have coffee with us. Yes? Are you talking to me over there? Have coffee with us. We've got breakfast bagels, burritos, muffins. They got lattes. They've got tea. And you come by. And also, this is one of your last chances. Saturday is actually your last chance. But this is one of your last chances to register for a Kymco scooter. And I know yesterday, when we were over at Sportique, I was talking about how bad I want one of these. And once you see this thing, you'll want it too. These things are absolutely way cool. They get like 99 miles to the gallon, or 90 miles to the gallon, I guess. And you don't need a motorcycle license to drive this thing around. They got an automatic transmission. This baby is beautiful. And the one we've got here that you can come register for to win and look at is Crimson Red. And it's really a nice bike. And Turk keeps telling me that he's going to buy me one for Christmas, so I'm going to hold him to that because these things are really great. So, you know, I'm telling you, you want to beat the gas pump, this is the thing to have, and it's great to drive around town. So come over here and register. Have breakfast with us. Have a cup of coffee. Hang out. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, I won't be here. Aaron Hart will be on the air for me tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I get to sleep in a couple hours, and then tomorrow afternoon I'm going to do Ed Schultz's show. So, normally on Fridays we do open phones, but this morning we can do open phones here because we generally do open phones on Friday morning, and since we're not going to be here on Friday, we might as well do them now. So it's anything you want to talk about at 303, but you know what? I don't have the phone number in front of me, and I can't remember what it is. 303-713-7600. 303, because I usually look at a piece of paper on the studio wall, so I got to look at it. Anyway, get on the phones at 303-713-7600, and it's anything that you want to talk about. I don't know if any of you saw the Talking Head shows last night. I watch them like every night. You know, I start out sometimes trying to catch Judy Woodruff's Inside Politics, and then on CNN, and then I'll from that I'll go to Wolf Blitzer, who I can't stand, but I'll somehow like wade through Wolf Blitzer, and then I go to Lou Dobbs, and then when Lou Dobbs is done, then I switch. I leave CNN because I don't want to watch Anderson Cooper with his tabloid type of television show, and I go over to MSNBC and watch Hardball with Chris Matthews. Last night, Orrin Hatch, okay, senior Republican on the Judiciary Committee, shows up on Lou Dobbs and also shows up on Hardball with Chris Matthews. And the only thing he can say about Bush's nominee, Janice Rogers Brown, the only thing he can say about her is he says over and over again that she's an African-American woman, a sharecropper's daughter, and that the Democrats have trouble with the idea that she's a black woman. He kept invoking color, which I thought was bizarre, because don't Republicans, don't right-wingers, don't they, like, object to that? Don't they, like, you know, affirmative action, and they're so, you know, they're so anti? But he kept bringing it up time and time again, while Chuck Schumer, who is, of course, the Democratic senator from New York, and John Corzine from New Jersey, kept trying to talk about her record, kept trying to talk about the statement she had made about Social Security, kept trying to talk about the things that were going on that this woman had said in speeches about how Social Security and FDR was like, you know, it was a socialist revolution. And Hatch kept getting, this is the only thing Hatch could throw out was Janice Rogers Brown's color. And it was just the most bizarre exchange that I've seen, and he did it on two shows. I mean, it's like he had this line memorized about this whole filibuster situation and about the nominees, and he just kept repeating it over and over and over again. We're expecting some word on what's going to happen with the filibuster probably next week. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mark in Littleton. Mark, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for all your good work on the radio. I love your show.
Thanks.
Good every morning. Yeah, I just can't understand why America can't wake up. I don't care if you're Democratic or Republican. You know, we went over into Iraq because there was weapons of mass destruction, and finally we decided, well, Bush made his famous statement of, well, he's a bad man. Well, there's a lot of bad men in the world, but if we're going to spend $300 billion to get rid of each one of them and counting, you know, that's why North Korea and Iran got the run of the mill. They know, we're basically running on empty.
Well, there's bad news this morning about Iraq. There's an article in the New York Times this morning. Generals offer sobering outlook on Iraqi war. Let me quote a little bit of it to you. American military commanders in Baghdad and Washington gave a sobering new assessment yesterday of the war in Iraq, adding to the mood of anxiety that prompted Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to come to Baghdad last weekend to consult with the new government. In interviews and briefings on Wednesday, the generals pulled back from recent suggestions, including some by some the same officers, that positive trends in Iraq could allow a drawdown of 138,000 American troops. In short, here's what they're saying. We're going to be there for years to come.
Oh,
we're
going
to be there for years to come.
Yeah.
That all of these turning points that they kept setting us up for, the Iraqi election, you know, this has happened, that's happened, and all of this optimism. Bush last night gave a speech urging patience, saying that this is not going to be figured out overnight. You know what? They have lied to us right down the line, and now we're in an unfortunate situation where we're stuck.
Yep, there you go. And, you know, I said it from the get-go. I said, this, no doubt about it, it's going to be another Vietnam. Oh, this is not another Vietnam. Well, I got a 19-year-old son in college, and I've already told him, when they can't find any soldiers, he gets a free trip to Canada, because I support the soldiers 100%, but this administration has got to go.
I would agree 100%. Thanks,
and
Mark.
I'm not sending my son over there for a lost cause. I'm sorry. You have to draw the line somewhere, and I hope America just wakes up. Doing a great job. Thanks for your time, Jay.
All right, thanks. We're broadcasting live from the Republic of Boulder Brew House at 1095 Canyon Street in Boulder. Come on by if you're up early this morning at 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. We've got coffee and all kinds of lattes and breakfast bagels and burritos and muffins and a chance for you to register to win the Kymco scooter. Or you can get on the phones at 303-713-7600. You can also come by here and get on the radio with me live. George Bush last night, President Bush, this is from the New York Times this morning, President Bush called Wednesday for patience in assessing the progress of Iraq and other nations towards democracy. He said the United States had gotten off to a rocky start after its independence and that it could take years for newly free countries to establish institutions necessary for stability and prosperity. Can you believe this guy is like comparing the United States of America and Iraq to what we went through over 200 years ago? Bush was speaking at the International Republican Institute. Mr. Bush said the American Revolution had been followed by years of chaos and that the first efforts to develop a governing charter, the Articles of Confederation, had failed miserably. No nation in history has made the transition from tyranny to a free society without setbacks or false starts. What happened to his appearance on that aircraft carrier here a couple of years ago, right? And all of the other things that we have been set up to believe, that though things were going well. Do you know that there have been 25 car bombings in the last month in Baghdad? That's more than went on all of last year. Last year there were like 21, I think. And there's been 25 so far this year. Unbelievable. 303-713-7600. It's open phones here. Anything you want to talk about this morning is okay with me. We generally do it on Friday, but I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So I thought I would give you a chance to do it this morning. Ward Churchill's back in the news, in the Rocky Mountain News, if you want to talk about that, about the struggle between him and the Indian tribe that he says he's a member of, and now they say they're kicking him out. Just anything else that you want. Oh, and by the way, has anybody seen the new Star Wars yet? Are you getting in line to see the new Star Wars? Now there's a political fight over Star Wars, where the right-wingers are claiming that George Lucas is taking a swipe at George Bush through Star Wars. Can you believe that? It's 6:15, 15 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, broadcasting live from the Republic of Boulder, 10-9.
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners, and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
Call today and have them hauled away at 303-430-7142 or see them on the web at unwanted.com.
skeptical. I don't blame you. You know, I'm one of the most skeptical people on the planet. But Mary and I have had great results with Rockies, and that's why I'm on here talking about Rockies. And they're big supporters of AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And right now, Rockies has got that matching down incentive going on. If you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000. And if you want to buy some vehicles that'll help you at the gas pump, Rockies will take care of you. Plus, on top of that, Rockies has got that great coverage deal, too. 30,000 miles or 30 days of powertrain protection from United Car Care. Go see my friends at Rockies, and that's exactly what they are. They're my friends Spanky, Tom and Marv, the Alshire brothers. They're great people. Steve Bickford, Fred Labrato, Johnny and Jason Mays. Go see Colby in the Tower of Power and ask about Rick, the guy in the Tower of Power. And by the way, at Rockies, you can pre-qualify for a car loan online at Rockies Autos. Put an S in Autos, too. Don't say Auto. It's RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, located...
Hi, my name's Cameron, and I'm one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. I'm really excited about the new Harry Potter book that's due to hit shelves on July 16th, but I'm not excited to stand in line to purchase it. That's why I went to MileHighMarket.com to pre-order my copy. Now I don't have to fight the crowds, and I saved 40%. And you can, too. So just head on over to MileHighMarket.com to get your copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Find out what Liquid Fast Pain Relief can do for you. Advil Liquid Gels. Liquid Fast.
Advil Strong. Use as directed.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Turk. Good choice of music, the birds. I love the birds. 620, 20 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, broadcasting live from the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street here in Boulder. Come on by and have a coffee with us. Get a breakfast burrito or a breakfast bagel and hang out. 303-713-7600. It's open phones here this morning. And let's get back on the phones, and we'll go to Jim in Colorado Springs. Jim, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, just wanted to make a quick comment, and if I lose you, I'm just going to hang up because I'm right in the middle of BFE here.
Sure.
People blame Bush for all of this stuff that's going on, and don't get me wrong, Bush is as much of a scumbag as Clinton and the rest of them for the last I don't know how many years, but it's not Bush, it's Congress who illegally gave him their rights to declare war and do the stuff. You know, it's Congress that screwed up here, not Bush.
Well, you
Bush
know,
is just doing his stupid thing.
It's interesting that you should bring this up. There was a poll released yesterday, I believe it's by the Wall Street Journal, MSNBC, that indicates that Congress's approval rating is at its lowest point. It's like 30%. And when people were asked what you'd like to see in 06, whether you'd like to see a Republican or Democratic Congress, 46% of the people polled said that they wanted to see a democratically controlled Congress, and only 41% of the people said that they wanted to see a Republican-controlled Congress. So you're right about that. Congress abrogated its responsibility, and it is slipping. Its reputation is slipping in the poll numbers.
Exactly. So the people, that's where the people need to focus. They need to get their congressmen on the line and say, "Hey, I'm going to fire your butt if you don't get to work and get us out of this stupid war."
You know what? You're absolutely right, Jim. I appreciate the call, man. You were so right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Did I tell you it was going to be mostly sunny and high of 84 today? I don't think I threw that in. And we have a tendency, too, to overlook Congress's role and our senators, you know, and the House of Representatives' role, and they did. And a lot of us, but, you know, a lot of us went along with what we were told about the whole Iraqi situation. I know, you know what, I'm willing to say it. I know I did. I know I did. And then found out that I was lied to. Let's go to Jeff in Loveland. Jeff, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi. Just wanted to make a couple comments about the Bush and the neocon agenda that they got going. It couldn't go anywhere without corporate personhood. If the corporations who want a certain agenda and a certain economic policy to go and are willing to pay the government off, and, you know, in lieu of political donations or whatever, they're going to get what they want. And we're not talking small cash. We're talking millions and millions of dollars that are either over or above or under the table. They just keep pumping more and more money into these politicians. And then when they get elected, they say, "Hey, remember we put you in there. This is what we need to have done. And has America in the last 100 years not gone after oil in, you know, South America, Central America? Is there any war that we haven't had or any dictator that the CIA hasn't overthrown or killed that wasn't corporately sponsored?
Well, that point was made yesterday that a lot of the laws that are enacted in this country come out of what they call K Street in Washington, D.C., which is where all the lobbyists are. And do you know that who spends the most money on lobbying? I think the pharmaceutical industry is like either number one or number two. And then, you know who else is in line to get foreign companies to get contracts for American defense spending? They're like third on the list of all-time lobbyists. So you're right, lobbyists and corporate America and special interests. And when I say special interests, which is, you know, what the neocons try to, you know, say that, you know, gays and lesbians, that middle-class people, that working people, that, you know, that the people are special interests. No, I'm talking about corporations. You're absolutely right in what you're saying. They buy their way in. They write legislation. It's very, very true.
Yeah, and all I want to do is remind all the little people, the middle class, that if you would just pick one day a year and not buy anything, we could actually shake the corporations up because they're dependent on us buying every day.
Yeah, I don't know if I
pick and choose who you buy from.
Yeah, pick and choose who you buy from. I don't know if I could go one day and not buy anything. Where would I eat?
Well, Jay, you buy the day before. Come on, you're better than that.
I know it. I'm just poking fun at you at 6:24. I'm just having a little fun with you. Hey, man, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
And remember, the corporations can be eliminated.
You got it. Thank you for the call. I don't know if they can be eliminated. I don't know if I can control my buying impulses for one day. You know, if you stop and think about it, do you think you could get through one day without buying anything other than what you absolutely need to have? Which would be what? Like, okay, here's an example. You want bottled water? Some corporation controls that. Some company does. Now, I buy Deep Rock because that's local. But, right, I mean, the soft drink makers are into bottled water big time. So you can't get away with that. So, you know, I got a diet soda sitting here, right? This is a corporation. So we'd have to do what Jeff says. We'd have to stock up ahead of time and have one day where we don't buy anything. And you have to buy all of your stuff like on Thursday and then have a boycott Friday, right? Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Tim.
Just a couple things. The Orrin Hatch thing, I think this is just indicative of the Republican Party because just as with Bush, you can't sit down and argue facts. They have to play the race card, the emotional card, the fear card, because if she doesn't have extremist views, I don't know who does.
Well, they're hypocrites. Like yesterday, I was watching as kind of a sidebar, it had come up on the news, this whole thing about steroids and baseball. And the guy that was leading the investigation, the guy that was giving a Bud Selig the third degree, was a Republican. Now, don't Republicans believe that government should stay out of the way of private industry?
They used to. I mean, it was one of their mantras. But,
right, and then so what they're doing is they're saying to baseball, in effect, and I'm not a sports, you know, fanatic, but what they were saying to baseball yesterday was, we don't believe that you can take care of your own house when it comes to steroids, so what we're going to do is we're going to legislate. That's basically what we're going to do, which doesn't that run counter to what they had told us for years and years and years?
Absolutely. Of course, you know, they were fiscal conservatives and all this, and they don't hold any of that. I mean, nothing what their party stood for before, they stand for now.
I don't know why. I think more and more Americans are starting to see this. That's why I think in 2006 we're going to be in great shape.
Well, that's another thing I wanted to mention. If this war in Iraq, which as time passes looks more, you can make more and more comparisons to Vietnam. If the war in Iraq, the deficit, this administration's lying, doesn't win us seats in 2006, then the Democrats have failed miserably. They have their shot right here, and I hope they can get together and take it.
I think we'll be able to. I think we'll be able to make a comeback in 2006. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks,
I appreciate Dave. It.
You too.
All right, let's go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Tom, how are you this morning?
Great. Hey, good luck tomorrow, man.
I'll need it.
You're gonna do great. I want you to try to bait a couple of these righties into an argument, okay?
You want me to put the hammer down on them?
Yeah, do that, please.
You want me to invoke the brainstem on them on national radio? That'll be the last time they'll ever let me on.
Nah, you're gonna do fine.
All right, what's on your mind this morning, man?
Well, anything but work. But couple of things here. One is that, you know, yet again, Bush has prepared us for the, you know, the inevitable that this thing is going to go on for years, apparently. But the thing that's been troubling me for a long time is that, and I hope I'm wrong, but it's quite possible that at some point the number of soldiers we'll lose over there will exceed the number of people who died on 9/11.
Oh, wow.
At that point, I think we need to be asking ourselves some serious questions.
Yeah, that's a grim thought, man.
But I want to segue into something else. I'm in a difficult place here right now because I have a buddy that's being deployed to, I guess he's either going to Afghanistan or Iraq. He's leaving next week, and we're having a party for him over the weekend. And, of course, I don't support the reason he's over there, but I'm behind this guy 100%. I mean, I'm not just, you know, this isn't just some BS, you know, bumper sticker
stuff. Right.
You know, I care about this guy. The irony here is that a bunch of Vietnam vets are throwing the party for him, and they're giving him the send-off at every time. You know, and I curse this administration for putting us in this situation.
Yeah,
where,
it's a very difficult situation to be in, but you got to support the troops. I mean, Mary and I buy those phone cards from the USO so members of the armed forces can call home and not have to pay for it. But you're right. It puts us in a very, very awkward position. And then what the right wing does is they try to turn around and use the time-honored argument, the time-proven argument, I should say, that, if you're against the policy, you don't support the troops. And I say that's total and complete BS.
Oh, of course. And I curse these guys every day. I mean, I hate to be in this situation.
Right.
But, a lot of us are there.
I'm with you, Tom. Hey, listen, man, I got to run. I got to go get some stuff done here, but I appreciate the call, man.
Good luck tomorrow. See you.
I'll need it. All right. Hey, we're broadcasting live from the Republic of Boulder at 1095 Canyon Street, so come on by and see us. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. Get yourself a latte or a coffee. We got breakfast bagels. We got burritos. We got muffins. How are those burritos? Burritos look pretty good. Yeah, they're great. And we'll be here until 10 o'clock. 303-713-7600. Open phones here this morning. So anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're picking up around town right now. Foothills Parkway and South Boulder Road are crowded, and the turnpike's bunched up eastbound around Federal. The southbound I-25 seeing a real slow ride from 104th down to 58th Avenue, where we had an earlier accident that caused all those delays, and a nice ride into the tech center. Eastbound I-70 is heavy from Ward Road. That's because of a left lane and now center lane construction near Kipling. And in Aurora, southbound 225 slows towards Parker Road. Today's forecast, expect a hot one, sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Some areas may reach 90 today. Right now, we're looking at 60 degrees. Need a new windshield? Save big during Swiss Windshield Sales event with low prices on all vehicles. This week, 1996 to 2002 Toyota 4Runners for under $133 while supplies last. Swiss Tire and Auto.
Christy Sports would like to invite you to save up to 50% off all their designer cast patio furniture. Now through Memorial Day, save 50% off their palm set that seats 6 people in comfort and elegance. Cast furniture with features and durability that will last a lifetime from several manufacturers with exciting designs to meet every taste. Or quality iron sets as low as $399. And with 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristySportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
We are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So, we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now, and the place, of course, Your Optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all four Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
18th and Mid-America will waive the origination fee. Call 303-399-0276. 399-0276.
Hear that? That's the sound of $35 coming out of your pocket. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk wants to help you put some cash back in your pocket. And we're giving you the chance to win a gas-sipping scooter. So the cash stays in your pocket. All you have to do is listen for your name to win the $1,000. And get registered for the scooter. Or you can register at any AM 760 events from now through May 20th. Visit am760.net for more details and event locations. Thanks to Sportique Scooters of Boulder and Tires Plus. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Coming up on 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Look for the high today to be 84. We're broadcasting live. Jay Marvin here live at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street in Boulder. Come on by and see us. We'll be here until 10 o'clock, and you can get something good to drink and something good to eat. Hang out with us. Open phones here this morning because I won't be here tomorrow morning. Aaron Hart will be in for me. 303-713-7600. By the way, the judicial filibuster, and you saw that the debate kicked off yesterday. Ken Salazar, our own Ken Salazar, is floating a plan. But you know what critics are charging? Critics are charging that both those on the right and those on the left do not want this thing settled. That's one of the things that they're claiming. So that there's pressure from both sides. And I wonder this morning if you'd like to see this thing, a compromise being reached, or if you'd like to see it go all the way. Because the nuclear option could fail. All you'd need would be five Republican senators to agree not to do it, and it would fail. So would you like to see it go all the way? Would you like to see this thing, or would you like to see a compromise? I'm not so sure how I feel about this. I don't think the filibuster should go. I think minority rights should be protected. But on the other hand, I don't like any of the nominees, particularly Priscilla Owens and Janice Rogers Brown, who's way, way out of the mainstream. And, of course, as I said earlier, Orrin Hatch's only defense to that is that she was a sharecropper's daughter from Alabama. And I heard Barbara Boxer yesterday talking about, last night, talking about looking at Brown's judicial record in California. And about some of the votes that she had made, and that the fact that she's way, way out of the mainstream. I mean, anybody who would, you know, her idea would be to use judicial activism to scuttle the New Deal, which, of course, Republicans are always screaming about judicial activism. Look at that nutball Pat Robertson, who claims that, you know, the judges are worse than 9/11. And, you know, here are the Republicans, here are the right wing. I mean, they're just hypocritical about this. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Maxine, who's in Edgewood, South Dakota. Maxine, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello.
Are you listening to us, like, on the Internet, or are you hearing the station?
On the station.
We get into South Dakota?
Yes.
You know, I once worked in Rapid City.
Uh-huh. We're about probably 80-some miles from there.
Wow. All right. Well, it's good to have you this morning.
Yeah, thank you. I told the gentleman that I talked to tell you to slow down on giving the phone number because it took me about a week to get it.
Okay,
and I was
that.
Ready to call the operator, and you just came over. I had some of it. You know, each day I'd get some of it this morning I got the whole thing.
I thought the only person who gave the phone number faster in this in radio than I do is Ed Schultz.
Well,
1-877, we got Ed.
I'm probably slow.
No, that's okay. Anyway, what's on your mind?
Well, I got an email. I don't have a computer, so I don't know if I can do this right, but I got material from a friend of mine out in Arizona, Phoenix, and it's on stopping the draft. No draft, no way, O-R-G. She gave me this material, and you're supposed to try to get 100,000 signatures. Well, I know I can't do that, but I thought if we put this, if we could put this on the radio, maybe this would encourage people to go to their computer and get, you know, lined up with this.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. And can you give us?
Well, now
the...
I'll give you what I'll read it off. I might be doing this wrong.
Well, give us the web. Give us the website again.
HTTP.
Yeah.
/ www.
Right.
Dot N O D R A F T N O W A Y dot org.
Did you get that, John? All right, we're going to put that on our website.
Okay, it's about, you know, getting together and saying.
See, I don't think there'll be a draft. I don't think the public would stand for it. I think the public would have I mean, there would be outrage. You know, that's one of the reasons why. People, you know, there was a poll released yesterday that shows for the first time, this was a Wall Street Journal poll, by the way, so it's not like some, you know, left-wing press thing. Mm-hmm. But there's a poll released yesterday by the Wall Street Journal that shows for the first time, okay, Americans do not feel that the war in Iraq was worth it. But it doesn't cut us to the bone like Vietnam. If you started having a draft, people here would go berserk. They would go absolutely out of their minds. And I think that the administration realizes, and so does Congress, that they just can't pull it off. On the other hand, they're having trouble getting people to join, because who wants to join the military and go to Iraq or Afghanistan and get shot at?
Well, I think the Congress and the whole business, they don't get it, period.
No, I think you're right.
They just don't. And they have a whole different agenda than what they're putting out. And I really believe, from what I hear off of your program, off of your station at night, that there's a whole lot of nastiness going on in our government that the biggest majority of people have not a clue.
Yeah, there's a lot of backroom maneuvering. You're right about that.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Hey, I appreciate the time, and to keep listening to us there in South Dakota.
I'll do that.
Okay. Boy, she said she hears us at night in South Dakota? What the hell? What the hell? In the morning, I sometimes feel like I can't get around the block. What, she listens to us in South Dakota? How does that work? You know, is somebody leaving the power on the radio station like up after sunset and not telling anybody? I did that once in the radio. Oh, yeah, sure. I've been on radio about 2 years, you know, and this is getting like far too technical, but maybe it's not too technical. But, you know, radio stations used to change power. Like, you'd lower the power when sunset would come. And I was working at this radio station in Virginia, and I forgot to change the power, and I get a call from this guy from this radio station in Norfolk saying, hey, you're like bleeding over onto our signal. You know, you need to turn the power down. What is that, like a $10,000 fine from the FCC for every 10 seconds? Back when the FCC used to have some, you know what I'm saying, until the Republicans neutered it. All right? And the Democrats went along with it, too. All right, 303-713-7600. There you go. See? Slow for people like myself who takes time to write this stuff down. We're broadcasting live from the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street. You can come down here and be on the radio if you want to. Plus, get some coffee, get some breakfast burritos. I repeat this breakfast burrito thing constantly because John Turk, who produces this show, is like always hungry in the morning. And we have breakfast burritos here, Turk, and you don't have anything. Too bad. Well, that's life. Buy me a scooter and I'll get you some breakfast burritos. And you can register for the Kymco scooter. It's one of your last chances to get in on this thing, and we've got one here, so you can come look at it. These things are beautiful, and we thank Sportique Scooters, good people in Boulder. All right, we'll
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Hey, my name is Chuck, and I'm one of the behind-the-scenes guys that brings you MileHighMarket.com. And just like you, I'm a huge talk radio fan. I love the commentary, but I especially love the interesting guests that I hear. Hey, did you hear the interview with Jack Coughlin, author of Shooter? It's a great book about his life as a sniper during the Vietnam War. Well, I read the book as soon as I could get my hands on it, and it was awesome. I highly recommend you check it out, too. Just visit MileHighMarket.com and save $8 on a copy for yourself. Enjoy.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do mind that!
Or,
you're gonna rub the paint off that thing!
If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailers Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailers Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top care, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet smelling can of wax, then check out Detailers Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailers Paradise, more show for your go.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buyer education class Wednesday, May 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They'll teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class or call 303-759-8484. This exciting class covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you're ready to buy now or just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. It's easy to forget just how intense the sun can be here in the Mile High City and just how badly a sunburn feels. The itching, peeling, and stinging followed by that icky, gooey aloe. Take care to protect yourself this summer as you enjoy Colorado's backyard. Pick up Jason Natural Sunblock SPF 40. It comes with a handy clip to attach to your purse or belt so it's always with you. Don't get burnt. Get Jason Natural SPF 40 right now at MileHighMarket.com.
Stress relief, that's why there's Equilibrium.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Have you ever gone through the mortgage process during times of low rates only to have it jammed at you at the closing time with high costs and rates higher than promised? You know, a lot of mortgage companies make all kinds of claims to try to get you to call. They make all kinds of promises. Free trips, limited funds at rates too good to be true, no closing cost loans at below market rates. Come on, you're smarter than that. And so are the professionals at EquityRelief.com. They're here to help you and your family secure the best rates and terms possible. Rates are back down to their lowest level in months. Take advantage of this window of opportunity and take action now. Refinancing your home has never been easier, be it debt consolidation, home improvements, refinancing, or to buy that next dream house. EquityRelief.com is here for you, not the bank. Play it safe and go with Denver's best-known mortgage company, EquityRelief.com. Call them at 303-839-LOAN.
Debt relief, stress relief, that's why there's EquityRelief.com.
Business bankers can get you to your next stage. Ah! Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and member FDIC.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is proud to have the smartest listeners in talk radio. And now's your chance to prove it. Gas prices are at an all-time high. We want to save you gas money and possibly save you from your car altogether.
We're getting you on the radio.
Oh, thanks.
Or more. Anyway.
Thank you for lying.
I want to disagree with you, though, on the draft. I think that they could bring it back.
Think so?
Anytime they want. And if they get this filibuster torpedoed, they will be able to do anything they want because we won't have any recourse. Our representative democracy will be going down. And at that point, who do we turn to stop the draft?
You know, partially what you say about them getting anything they want is really true. But I think they fear for their own seats more than they fear anything else. I don't think the American public would stand for it. But as far as the filibuster going down and them getting their way and there not being any checks and balances and no honor of the minority, you're absolutely right about that. And the first thing they'll attack is Social Security.
Well, yeah. I guess for me, the light bulb that went off a little while ago was looking at all the different countries that have fallen to totalitarian regimes. And I just never thought that ours would be one of them. And, it kind of makes sense. The most powerful country in the world, you know, that it could be subject to the same nonsense as any other country. It's, it was right there, slumbering along in our stuck ways. And here come these neocons and there they go. They're obfuscating.
I think we're going to get control of stuff. I think we're going to take back things in 2006. I really do.
I think this
is all going to backfire on them.
Well, we absolutely have to take it back in 06. And I don't believe that all of the voting tabulators are rigged. I think that we have plenty enough free election structure to really get it done. And we just need to go out and do it.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. All right. Let's go back on the phones, and we go to Bill in Monument. Bill, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Bill.
Hearing you from the Republic of Boulder, what a wonderful-sounding place it is.
It is. It's a great place.
With a name like Republic of Boulder. It reminded me of a bumper sticker. We used to live near Berkeley out in California, and a bumper sticker used to say People's Republic of Berkeley.
Yep, exactly.
I can see the comparison. Hey, there are two things I want to talk about, and they're both related to the Republican agenda or their tactics. One has to do with this business with the filibuster and what Frist is doing. And again, for anybody who happens to have voted for these people or who considers themselves a Republican, they have to be asking themselves, if they're not already doing so, what did I vote for? Here's a man who stands up there now and claims that this filibuster is the worst thing since anything that's happened to this country. It's the worst thing you could possibly think of. However, this same man used this filibuster in the past to his advantage.
Yeah, he voted for it. You're absolutely correct.
I mean, he used it. I mean, he wanted that thing. And they stopped judicial appointments with the filibuster. But so suddenly, this is a bad thing. And why? Because they want all the power they can possibly get their hands on. Anybody who voted for these people have to be asking themselves that question now. What did I actually vote for? What do they stand for? They stand for whatever they want.
Well, I think moderate Republicans ought to ask themselves, what did they vote for? Their party has fallen in the hands of the religious right. And this whole filibuster thing is about Frist's run for the presidency and his payoff to the radical right. That's who he's listening to. That's who he's trying to stimulate. He needs to stimulate that base in order to win and in order to get a head start on people like Chuck Hagel and Rick Santorum and others. This is about Bill Frist as much as it's about anything.
Oh, absolutely. And it's the hypocrisy that really gets me. I mean, again, we have no memory in this country. You know, we have no attention span. We can't remember from month to month. Frist obviously feels he can get away with this. I mean, if it blows up in his face the way Social Security blew up in Bush's face, what does he care? He's got a couple more years before he throws his hat in the ring. People will have forgotten what an outrageous imposter and poser Bill Frist is, because it only takes a couple months for people to forget.
Hey, stop picking on Bill. After all, he can diagnose people's maladies by looking at videotapes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With Terry Schiavo, remember? He looked at a videotape. Like, you know, I trust a doctor who would do that. Gee, Doc, what do you think's wrong with me? Well, you know, if they ran a videotape on me, they'd put me in a psychiatric institute.
Oh, God, I mean...
Based on that information.
What has happened to us? My wife said she saw a bumper sticker the other day in a car that said, if you're not mad, you're not paying attention. And I think that kind of sums the whole thing up. But the second thing I wanted to mention was...
Okay, quickly.
I was reading the BBC yesterday online, and I was reading about the Newsweek, the supposed crisis that is going on.
Oh, yeah.
And it really shocked me, because I look at that. I usually read the BBC because I want to get what I think is an objective opinion from outside the country. And, boy, they just threw up the party line. I mean, they were a mouthpiece for the... They were as pure of a mouthpiece for the Bush administration as I've ever seen on that article. There was no mention whatsoever that Newsweek had cleared this stinking article with the government before they published it. There was no mention of that.
Well, the Pentagon never objected to it. And now yesterday, Scott McClellan is now starting to insist that Newsweek write about good things that the military has done in the Muslim world. I mean, you know what? Yeah, right. Hey, write about this. That's what I would have said.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I would have said, write about this, pal, because it's like this government has no business telling or even suggesting to Newsweek what they should or should not write. And this whole argument just obscures the miserable failure that we're going through in Iraq. Hey, Bill, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
I wanted to float an idea past you about immigration. I really think immigration is one of the issues that if Democrats got tough on it, illegal immigration, that they could reclaim a lot of those voters, you know, the working class voters that vote against their interests. I mean, it's a real big topic out in the blue collar world, illegal immigration. And I think one of the strategies that maybe Democrats could use is just creating maybe a new Ellis Island, you know, somewhere on the southern border and saying, this is the only point where you can enter, get processed, get documented. And that way we can make sure that if you're in this country, that you have, you know, that you're a documented citizen and that we know what you're, you know, why you're here and what you're doing. And I just really think Democrats need to become tougher on this issue because it's one that the Republicans are dropping the ball on. And if they devise a strategy that's not against immigration but is against illegal immigration, they could really capture a lot of there's an undertow of, you know, very angry voters that don't see their government tackling this issue.
You know what we ought to do? Somebody floated this idea to me. I don't think it's a bad one. Do you realize how much money is sent home by immigrants, illegal immigrants who work in this country? They send a ton of money back to Mexico or to Guatemala or to El Salvador. So here's what we ought to do. What we ought to do is we ought to attach a surcharge to that money being sent back. Say, how about a surcharge of 10%, which would go into the national treasury, which would help us with the deficit, and try to put the hurt on the economic flow and the flow of dollars out of the country and see what that does. Your Ellis Island idea is good, but the problem with it is, which I keep saying over and over again here, is that if you've ever been on the border, and I worked on the border in like three cities, or just go down there. You know, people ought to this summer, I know it's hot down there, okay, quit bitching. You know, don't go to the Caribbean. Drive down there and go have a look. I mean, it is very, very porous. It is very, very hard to defend. It's very tough. And this whole idea that you can, put border agents, INS people, every quarter of a mile and try to stop immigration, parts of it is very, very rugged. I don't think your idea is bad. And I think the Democrats ought to take the lead on some kind of immigration reform and to try to fix things. And I think we also ought to look at the monetary flow of money out of the country. Marshall, thank you, man.
Thank you.
All right. I think he's got a good point. And I'm not for the status quo of immigration. I am for immigration reform. And there is a lot of money that flows out of this country that illegals send back. And if we put the hurt on that and we can make some money off of it, that's lost money to the Treasury. And why not? And then, you know, let's see what the Mexican government decides to do about that. How about this, too? How about this idea? How about insisting to Vicente Fox and the Mexican government that they seal off the border from their side, not ours? You think they would go along with that? No, absolutely not, because it means money. That's one of the things. That's why Vicente Fox makes these stupid comments about African Americans, because it means money to the Mexican government. Immigration is something that's not going to be settled next week. It's not going to be settled. And I said this morning. I go, good Lord, I don't want to talk about immigration this morning. But it's open phones. If you want to talk about immigration, okay, we can talk about immigration. But you know what I think we ought to do? What I think we ought to do is we ought to, like, organize a J. Marvin field trip to the border. And so what we'll do is we'll just go up and down. We'll start, like, in El Paso, and then, you know, we'll go to, like, you know, Ciudad Acuña, and then we can go to, like, Piedras Negras, and we can go look at the border, and we can drive up and down the border between the United States and Mexico, and we can go down there and see how porous it is for ourselves, and maybe take a hike out in the desert in the, like, you know, 105-degree weather. You should read the book, The Devil's Highway, by Luis Urrea. It talks about the immigration. All right, we're broadcasting live from the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street. Come by and see us. We'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning. Thank you for being here, and we'll continue on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
303-477-CARE. If you can't sleep, call 303-477-CARE.
760 KKZN Thornton Boulder. Boulder's Progressive Talk is giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. Visit am760.net for details.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Still more alleged dirt on President Bush's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. A Democratic Senate report reveals that John R. Bolton had plans on asking former CIA Director George Tenet to help punish a government intelligence analyst who happened to disagree with him. The report says Bolton later misled the Senate committee about the matter. The report says Bolton pressed for months to have the analyst removed from his job or otherwise disciplined. But his recent testimony during confirmation hearings indicates case that he made no effort to discipline the analyst. Meanwhile, a Republican report on Bolton acknowledged that Bolton had a reputation for being an aggressive and blunt negotiator, but said that should not disqualify him for a post that historically has included a number of blunt, plain-spoken individuals. This according to the Republicans. It looks like Bush-Cheney re-election 2004 campaign spared no expense when it came to shoring up their ranks in areas last year that could have been deficient. Reports say the Federal Emergency Management Agency spent close to $31 million in a largely Democratic section of Florida to assist those residents affected by Hurricane Francis in August, early September. Reports say FEMA, with the help of some campaign aides, made sure everyone affected and more were helped, even if the storm did not hit them at all. An assessment concludes that the federal money paid off in Bush's reelection in the state. It seems now that the American military commanders now assessing the war in Iraq are spinning a completely different picture about the climate of the country and the prospects for peace. Recent interviews suggest that those commanders are not as optimistic about the pace of the war and the progress once reported. One military officer is suggesting now that American troops could remain in Iraq for many, many years to come. General John Ebizade told a news briefing that the major reason for a delay in the American troop withdrawal has much to do with the lack of progress in training Iraqi paramilitary forces. In a related development, the latest Harris poll shows that President Bush's ratings for his overall handling of Iraq has declined to its lowest level since March of 2003, when Harris Interactive began measuring the public's attitude on the issue. Furthermore, following on the heels of increased levels of violence, the number of U.S. adults who say that fighting in Iraq was the wrong thing to do has risen to 48%, the highest level that the Harris poll has measured for this particular question. And the government is 3 months late in coming up with a plan ordered by Congress to avoid diverting international flights because of concerns about their passengers. Twice in the past week, Boston-bound planes from Europe were diverted from their destinations when a passenger's name was found to be similar to a name on the no-fly list. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
The news is brought to you by Blue Blocker Sunglasses, available at Walgreens drugstores. See clearer, farther, and protect your eyes with solid UV protection. Blue Blockers are available at all Walgreens in new cool styles. Check them out today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, you are seeing a tough ride southbound I-25. Slow from 120th all the way down to Spear now. And now we have a right lane stall near I-70, so that's adding to your delays. Eastbound I-70, heavy from Ward Road. That's because of left and now center lane construction near Kipling. It has you weaving in and out of the construction zones. And in Aurora, southbound 225 slows towards Parker Road. Now around town, Foothills Parkway and South Boulder Road are crowded. We're busy on the diagonal and Highway 93. And the turnpike bunches up eastbound from Sheridan over to Pecos. Today's forecast is going to be a hot one. Sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s right now. We're looking at about 62 degrees. At Safeway, you'll find food that's both delicious and convenient. Foods like signature soups and sandwiches. They have more than ingredients for meals. Safeway provides ingredients for life. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's open mic season, so we're letting J. Marvin out of the studio. And we want you to be a part of his show. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and J. Marvin, Thursday, May 19th, live from the Republic of Boulder restaurant from 6 to 10 a.m. Get the chance to voice your opinion and enjoy an all-you-can-eat breakfast for only $7.60. Plus, don't miss your last...
Sure, we've heard it all about car dealerships, but I got to tell you about Rocky's Autos. There are really good people working there, and Mary and I have had nothing but just great experiences with Rocky's Autos, and you will too. And right now they've got their matching down incentive up to $1,500. So if you put $1,500 down, they put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. And they've just got a great selection of automobiles. If you want to gas-saving cars, they got those. And if you want a minivan, they got those too. And they got SUVs, and they got it all. And they got good people there too, like Spanky and Rick the Guy and Colby and the Tower of Power and the Al Shearer brothers. So drop on by Rockies. And by the way, they'll show you Carfax on every single automobile, so you know exactly what that car's been through and who's had it and where it's come from. Rockies, and most dealerships charge for Carfax, but they'll give it to you for free. Rockies Autos is open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Go on by and see them. They're located at the corner of 6043
today. That's 303-996-6043. Or go to egolfturney.com/Samaritan.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq.
See now, that's the problem with secrets and lies. It's impossible to tell which ones might be relevant until you dig them up and take a good whiff.
J. Marvin.
Controversial, a lightning rod.
You're tearing me apart!
We need to toughen up and get down in the trenches and fight.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, Ramblers, let's get Ramblers.
I just thought they said I would never work again after getting blown out of WLS in Chicago, and here I am. Actually, no, we just actually parted on good terms, maybe. And we'll find out tomorrow when I sit in for Ed Schultz. Okay, should I spend like the whole first 20 minutes sitting there whining about Chicago and about right-wing talk radio? We're broadcasting live. J. Marvin here. We're broadcasting live at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street. Come on by and see us. Hello to everybody who's here. There's a few brave souls. And we got and you can register for the Kymco scooter. This is one of your last chances to register. The other chance is at Tires Plus on Saturday. And we've got breakfast bagels, which are great, burritos, muffins. We've got all kinds of coffee. And you can come by. You can be part of the show. You can hang out. You can throw things at me. It's all right. Okay, we're doing open phones here this morning because I won't be here tomorrow. Erin Hart will be here, and she's sitting in for me, and I'm going to sit in for Ed Schultz and see if I can wreck his show. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rich, who's been hanging on. Rich, thank you for waiting, and go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
Doing great. Just want to let you know, I think you guys are being really too tough on Bush. I mean,
okay.
After all, he's the first president who ever legalized torture. I mean, that torture exhibit in the Branson in Crawford's going to be better than Branson, Missouri. It's going to be a big tourist attraction. Dude.
Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable on one hand how he talks about human rights and democracy, and on the other hand, through extraordinary rendition and Abu Ghraib, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, this guy, these people must leave. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Not to cut you off here and get long-winded. But I really haven't talked too much about this. I talked about it a little bit before. When I worked in right-wing talk radio, when I was like the only left-wing guy, and it got so bad, okay, because these people live in their own universe, it got so bad that I basically would go to work every day and read the arts section of the New York Times and not even try to put up a fight, okay? I would just go along to get along. These people live in their own universe. It's unbelievable, the universe that they live in. It's like they live in self-delusion about this stuff.
Oh, definitely, Jay. I mean, up to organ failure and loss of limb, you know, hey, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, really. You know,
take care now.
And thank you. I appreciate the call. And then they claim, like, for instance, that Newsweek is responsible for our image in the Muslim world. Okay? I mean, like Newsweek did it. That's right. As a guy said yesterday, you know, copies of Newsweek just flew off the stands in Islamabad, man, and people were running around with it in Kabul going, look at what they're writing here. You know? Sure. Okay? Yeah. I wonder how many subscribers Newsweek actually has in Pakistan. Probably like one, two, maybe the American embassy. Unbelievable. Jay in Steamboat Springs, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay.
Yeah, Jay, go ahead, man. You're on.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Can you clear something on here for me? I have a question about, to me, I look at health care, and I'm curious about...
Hey, you're cutting it out. I can't hear you. We're losing your cell phone. Call from a landline. Let's go to Preston. Preston, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, man.
I wanted to let you know that I went to a couple of AM 760's advertisers last weekend.
You are the man.
It was interesting. I was listening to one of Air America's shows on the weekend, and one of the callers called up and said, you know, business people out there need to support this progressive radio effort, and customers need to support those businesses. So I went to the Denver Book Mall, and I went to American Vogue. And
hey, I went to American Vogue last week, too. Did you dig it? Was the store cool?
Yes, it was. And I picked up a couple of bumper stickers. And, you know, again, I think that goes back to the media. And what is the media? I mean, we complain a lot, and rightfully so, about Fox and CNN and all that stuff. But there are so many ways we can make our own media. And people like Ed Schultz, he's actually featured in one of the independent journals called Yes Magazine, and their cover story was on media that set us free. And there are just thousands upon thousands of efforts, you know, in journals and more progressive radio efforts popping up and great websites. You know, I think people are waking up in many ways. And before the 2006 vote, you know, there are votes we can do every day with our dollars. And what
I'll tell you, when I worked in neocon radio, those people turn out and they spend.
Yeah.
I mean, they patronize people who advertise with them. I mean, they're there. And I would, you know, I would go make these personal appearances. Sometimes some of the people were so disgusted with me, they wouldn't talk to me. So they would talk to, like, my, you know, neocon partner. But they do, man. They buy that stuff. And that's the whole thing, whether it's Rocky's Autos or American Vogue or whoever it is. Get out and support EquityRelief.com. Get out and support these people because they support us.
Absolutely. And I want to say one quick thing about Ward Churchill, and that is what concerns me the most about his work is not so much what he gets wrong or some of his personal relations, but what he gets right. And in his thousands of pages of published work, he puts before us a lot of harsh truths that I think we need to look at. And, you know, there's an effort, just as there's an effort to deny some of the horrors going on in Iraq right now, there's an effort to deny our past of the Native American Holocaust and the suffering that continues of, you know, indigenous people around the world. And, in fact, Vincent Carroll has been on kind of a crusade. You know, he interviews people like Stephen LeBlanc,
right,
who
right.
writes books on, you know, who kind of diss the Native Americans. And he's continuing to get people to ignore, you know, facing the truths of our Native American Holocaust. And I think people should check out Ward's actual books, read it critically, as we'd read anything, but check out his books and his published lectures, and I think they'll learn a lot, and they might consider that and consider their contemporary analogs in places like the Middle East and South America, where indigenous people continue to struggle.
Well, you know, the current squabble between him and the Indian tribe is ridiculous
yeah.
because they can't claim that he was never a member
yeah.
since they inducted him and made him an associate member, and then they claim like they're trying to reverse history.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just simply not going to work. I mean, either somebody is an associate member or somebody is a member or they're not a member
yeah.
or whatever. You know, I mean, in other words, you can't go back and rewrite history. Now, you can always disassociate somebody. You can always kick somebody out. Lord knows I've been kicked out of lots of places, okay? But you can never, you know, if they kicked me out of the Republic of Boulder here, you know, they could kick me out, but they can't claim that I was never here because I'm here.
Well,
and, you know, this is a ridiculous series of articles that the Rocky Mountain News is running.
Apparently, Ward's grandfather was buried in some Native American tribal area, some ceremonial burial ground, and, you know, his mother apparently was telling him he was Native all his life, so you could see how the guy might be confused. And just for the sake of argument, let's say he's not Native American at all. In a sense, that makes the establishment even more angry with him, because what that means is that he has gone Native, just like that film Dances with Wolves, where Kevin Costner's character started to sympathize with the indigenous people, or the Tom Cruise character in The Last Samurai. When you go Native, that's very much a threat to the military establishment. You start showing sympathy to the people who are victims of our colonial policies.
You got it. Thank you, Preston. I appreciate the call.
Sure thing.
All right. 303-713-7600. And Mike Litwin's got an column in the Rocky Mountain News about Churchill's grandmother apparently telling him that he has Native American Indian blood. You know what? My parents and my grandparents told me I was Jewish, but I never went and got my DNA tested to ever figure out whether I was or I wasn't. I mean, if somebody tells me something, then I, you know, if my parents tell me something about my background, then I assume that it's true, right? I mean, like, I whine like a Jew, so I must be a Jew, right? See, they can't come after me because I'm Jewish for saying that. But no, but it's true. I mean, wouldn't you just assume it? I mean, so what? Now we all have to go get our DNA? I mean, it, you know, as Litwin points out this morning, it's not enough that we're talking about having ID cards in this country. Now you're going to have to go get your DNA. So how are you going to go and prove that you're Catholic? Is your DNA going to show you that you're Catholic? Is your DNA going to show you that you're Jewish? You know, is your DNA going to show you that you're Native American? If somebody tells you, if you're, somebody in your family tells me or tells you that you, you know, you've got Native American blood, you've got it. Come down and see us at the Republic of Boulder. We're broadcasting live here at 1095 Canyon Street. Come be on the radio with us. Register for this Kymco scooter, which is, like, really cool. I'm telling you, these scooters are, like, the best. And we got AM760 window stickers, and we got all sorts of stuff to eat and drink. So come down and join us. And it's open phones here this morning because I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be in for Ed Schultz. 303.
Hi, I'm one of the people that brings you MileHighMarket.com, and we spend some of our time trying to find cool things out there on the Internet. One of the things I found recently, Darth Tater. Yeah, it's actually a Mr. Potato Head doll that looks just like Darth Vader. Kind of cool with the Star Wars movie coming out. Thought you might want to go pick one up. You can go to milehighmarket.com. They're pretty cheap, great presenter, great thing to put on your desk. Go look now. Darth Tater at milehighmarket.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning. Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
Call today and have them hauled away at 303-430-7142 or see them on the web at unwanted.com. Recycle.
Do you want to help give your dog healthy skin and a shiny coat? Then Purina One Sensitive Systems Formula may be for you. The formula is made with a sensitive dog in mind. It's made with real salmon as a first ingredient because salmon is omega-rich, and these omega fatty acids help promote a vibrant coat. And high levels of skin essential nutrients such as vitamin E and omega fatty acids also help avoid that dry skin that you see, which contributes to excess shedding. You ought to see Coco and Jackson's coats. I mean, they're absolutely gorgeous. Take the Purina One 30-day performance challenge now. All you have to do is call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK and get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One puppy or dog.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Stock up on the hot stuff and look sizzling for less at Kohl's Festive Summer Sale. Kohl's, expect great things.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. High today, 84, sunny, nice outside. Come by and see us. We're broadcasting live at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street here in Boulder. And you can register for this Kymco scooter. It's your last chance to do it other than Saturday at Tires Plus. And this scooter is really nice. I really want one of these scooters bad. And I can't win, which sucks. And you know what? Nobody in my family can win either. That's something else. I mean, these scooters are really cool. So come by, and we got window stickers, and we just want to be able to spend some time with you. It's open phones here this morning, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ed in Commerce City. Ed, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Real good. Bless your heart. I'm so glad you're on the air.
Thanks.
I just wanted to comment on what you said a few minutes ago about the neocon right wing nuts living in their own fantasy world.
that was really brought home with George Galloway's speech.
Yeah, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Wasn't
he really put them in their place.
Yeah, he rocked. He rocked and rolled. And did you see Norm Coleman? Norm Coleman sits there like he's stunned, like a deer caught in headlights, man.
Yeah, he had no clue. Yeah, they have no clue what's really going on. They make up these lies and they believe them. They're pathological liars.
Well, they certainly have a pretty good propaganda machine that runs on a 24/7 basis. And now Scott McClellan sits there and starts telling Newsweek like what to publish.
Yeah.
You know, great.
Yeah. Well, you know what Keith Olbermann said about Scott McClellan? He's waiting to see McClellan's resignation.
Yeah, I'd like to see McClellan's. I'd like to see the whole administration's resignation. But somebody sent me an email, and this is really true, about how I should get off my impeach Bush thing, because it has to start in the House of Representatives, and it isn't going to happen anytime soon. But you know something? Lying is an impeachable offense.
Oh, hell yeah.
And this whole Iraqi war thing, which now, last night, Bush is begging for patience, you know, in front of the Republican Institute, and there's an article this morning in the New York Times about slow progress cited in the training of local forces.
Well, you know, that's all right in with their plan. They want to stay there. They don't want to leave. They're building all these bases. They plan to stay there.
But they're not making any headway. We're not making any headway. That's what the problem is.
Oh, that's the truth.
I mean, there were 25, there have been 25 car bombings so far this month, and there were only 21 car bombings last year at this time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's
21 for the whole year, I believe.
Oh, it's spinning out of control, yeah, but it's still playing right into their plan.
Well, you know, somebody said earlier on this, when called up and said it earlier on this show, it's going to be a terrible day when our deaths in Iraq surpass the amount of people we've lost in 9/11.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's coming pretty close. It's starting to.
And it seems like we're, you know, it seems like we're slowly but surely working our way there. And then they're also debating about women in combat. Did anybody see that yesterday about how there's something like 2,000 some odd jobs that would be closed to women because they don't want to allow them to get in fight? Most women I know can fight pretty well.
Well, you don't want to get into a fight with a woman.
As a matter of fact, my wife, Mary, can kick my ass anytime she wants to.
That's right.
Trust me. All right, man. Thanks, Ed.
Have a great day, Jay.
All right, we'll see you. Hey, our $1,000 winner name this hour is Tamara Lopez of Denver. Tamara, $1,000 just for listening to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go to am760.net to sign up. All right. And 303-713-7600 if you want to get in on the discussion here. Open phones, whatever it is that you want to talk about, as we broadcast live from the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street here in Boulder. We'll be here until 10 o'clock this morning. We've got award-winning coffee, lattes, and breakfast bagels, burritos, muffins. Some people have tried the burritos. Anybody trying the burritos?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good, huh? Okay. Like this is the only one. How about the rest of you, bagels? Coffee. How's the coffee? All right. Coffee's good?
Yeah.
All right. And I know Christian in Boulder, who calls this show, is here. So you don't like want to step up and say anything? Come on, man. You're not going to say anything? I'd be shocked if you have nothing to say.
You just touched on one of the issues that I really get fired up about, and the neocons, the conservatives, they want to control women in a way that's just bizarre to me. You know, it's almost like they're talking out of the book of Ephesians or something when they say women should be subject to their men and stuff. Because the GOP now is saying that women can't fight in our military. Aren't they part of the war on terror?
Yeah, if this
truly is the war on terror, which it isn't. I mean, the stuff in Iraq is just a distraction. It's not preventing terrorists. I mean,
we're creating, you know, more than we're preventing.
Yeah, we're recruiting, right?
Right. Well, it's a gigantic recruiting poster.
But if you follow the neocon thread and you say that we're fighting the war on terror, shouldn't women be part of that?
Yeah, I agree.
Why would we exclude women? Why would we do that to them? We're just removing their rights.
Because we have a sexist White House, that's why.
And if I were a woman, I'd be incensed. If I were in the military, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say, what the heck? Am I not good enough? Why are you subjugating me?
I agree 100%. I don't understand the Pentagon's attitude at all towards women in combat.
Have there been any issues where women have been insubordinate or
no.
You know, women have an uprising or saying, oh, we won't fight or something like that?
No.
I don't see any of that.
No.
I don't understand this. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense. There's nothing to back it up.
No, I mean, you could be, and you can argue, too, that it shuts off advancement for women in the armed services by not allowing them to get some of those, you know, high-profile frontline jobs.
It's sexist, pure and simple.
Yeah,
it is. You can't defend it. And to you conservatives out there, you moderates, think about what they're doing, man. If you're a female, why would you vote for these people? Why?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why would you vote to remove your own rights? That makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. All right, man, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Let's see if we can squeeze a call in here. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, I hope we keep emphasizing. You know, I know our country has lost a lot of soldiers, and that's horrible. But I really want us to keep emphasizing the number of Iraqis that keep dying over there, the innocent Iraqis, because of our going over there and trying to, a little Sonny Bush trying to please his dad. It's so sad the number of people that are dying over there just because he wanted to please his dad.
Many of them are women and children too.
Right, exactly. So I hope we keep emphasizing that. And while you're in Boulder, Jay, if you have time, visit that other great radio station, KGNU. They really compliment what you guys do. So you're doing a great job, Jay. Take care.
Okay, man. Appreciate it. And I live in Boulder. So I don't know. He's like, what? When you visit Boulder, I live here. So I'll go over there just as soon as I get through working out today, which I did yesterday. 35 minutes of aerobics yesterday and weightlifting. I know. I'm such a stud, aren't I? Not. It's like, it's like I'm lucky I'm here today and not on a stretcher someplace. And so I told her, I've got this really nice woman named Kate who trains me. I said to her yesterday, I go, okay, you know what? I'm going to, like, have a heart attack. I just know it. My heart's, like, going to blow out of my chest. I couldn't believe that I got through all that yesterday. I know. And that's what I mean. I'm like a great whiner and complainer. Like, every time she tells me to do something, I go, oh, no, not 5 more minutes. I can't do 5 more minutes. But somehow she gets it out of me every morning. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Andy Foyce. Andy was the Assistant Attorney General of the Office of Legislative Affairs at the Department of Justice under Bill Clinton. And he's currently a Senior Fellow on Homeland Security for GlobalSecurity.org. We're going to talk to him about the filibuster and about the struggle that's going on. And nobody has answered my question yet about this. If you're the Democrats, do you compromise or do you hold your ground? What do you think? 303-713-7600. If you're the Democrats, do you compromise or do you hold your ground? Do you go along with the compromise that some senators are making, or do you hold your ground? The complaint yesterday on the Talking Head shows is that nothing is going to be settled. And one of the reasons is because the religious right will not let Bill Frist off the hook, but then organizations on the left, like MoveOn.org and others, people from the American Way, don't want to let the Democrats and the left off the hook. And that's one of the reasons that Harry Reid wanted them to go into the old Senate chambers, close the doors where there were no outside influences, and try to work things out. So is a compromise possible? And if you're on the left, do you want a compromise? And I see some people shaking their heads no here, that you don't want one. Do you want one or don't you? No. Well, we're split. Now we're split. The room's kind of split a little bit here. All right, come see us. We're at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street in Boulder. We're here until 10 o'clock, 7:30 at AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Eastbound I-70, construction has a slow from Highway 58 over to Kipling, then again from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. And southbound I-25 is sluggish from 120th into downtown, and now we have that right lane stall near I-70 to deal with, and that's adding to your delays. Westbound C-470 is dragging from Morrison Road because of more construction right around I-70, and in Aurora, southbound 225 is slow towards Parker Road and again on your way into the tech center. Now around town, Highway 93 and the diagonal are crowded. We're busy on Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe, and we're seeing brake lights eastbound on the turnpike from Sheridan over to Pecos. Today's forecast, expect a hot one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Some areas may be hitting 90, and right now we're looking at 63 degrees. For auto and home insurance, contact your local Liberty Mutual office to find an office near you. Visit Liberty Mutual at Liberty Mutual.
Do you love your dog? Do you like to hike in the beautiful Colorado mountains? Of course you do. But sometimes hiking involves carrying tons of supplies and equipment up the side of the hill, including your supplies for your dog. Why not let your dog pick up some of the slack? You gotta check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack. It's a backpack for your dog. It's got expandable pouches and an adjustable harness to fit your pooch nice and comfortably. And right now you can score this doggy pack for just $39.99. Just head to milehighmarket.com and check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303, 800-365-6303.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-765-5678. That's 1-800-765-5678. 1-800-765-5678.
But hurry in. The sale ends May 30th. The True Value Weekend Project Sale. Help is just around the corner.
Hear that? That's the sound of $35 coming out of your pocket. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk wants to help you put some cash back in your pocket. And we're giving you the chance to win a gas-sipping scooter. So the cash stays in your pocket. All you have to do is listen for your name to win the $1,000. And get registered for the scooter. Or you can register at any AM 760 events from now through May 20th. Visit am760.net for more details and event locations. Thanks to Sportique Scooters of Boulder and Tires Plus. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:34, 26 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're broadcasting live. Jay Marvin here. We're broadcasting live at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street. And we got a few hearty souls here. Come on by and see us. And you can register for that Kymco scooter, which is absolutely out of this world. I mean, the thing is dynamite. All right, let's go to Andy Foyce, who was Assistant Attorney General of the Office of Legislative Affairs at the Department of Justice under Bill Clinton and is currently a senior fellow on Homeland Security for GlobalSecurity.org. And, Andy, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. It's a pleasure to be here.
Andy, it's nice to have you here. All right, let's talk a little bit about this whole filibuster and the whole judges and what's going on with the Senate. And I asked somebody yesterday about this. Don't you think this is as much about Bill Frist's presidential aspirations as anything?
Oh, I think that's got a lot to do with it. Clearly, Senator Frist is running for president, and to get the Republican nomination, you've got to please, or at least not anger certain of the right-wing ideological groups in the Republican Party, and they want these judges, and they want the filibuster rule overturned. So he's playing their tune.
And do you think he has locked himself into a path of no return?
Well, it may be. It certainly looks like things are headed for the nuclear option. There is some hope. There are some moderate and reasonable Republican senators led by Senator John McCain who share the Democrats' concern about overturning this 214-year-old rule, and there are some talks going on behind the scenes. But Senator Frist has a lot riding on this, and if he doesn't come out with a good outcome, he's going to lose a lot of stature.
And what kind of compromise can they possibly reach? I mean, some of these nominees are way, and I hate to use a talking point, but it's true. Some of them are way, way, way out of the mainstream. I mean, I don't think anybody in this country, I mean, and I'm talking here not about the political right, the radical right. I'm talking about just mainstream middle America. They can't possibly believe, for instance, that the New Deal was a socialist revolution, as Janice Rogers Brown claims
right,
it was.
Right, right. Yeah, she would roll back constitutional law to before the 1930s, when things like minimum wage laws, minimum working hours, child labor laws were being held unconstitutional until the 1930s, and she believes that those cases were wrongly decided. A judge like Judge Owen, who has an extreme view on parental notification of abortion for minors. Even people who support that strongly believe in a judicial bypass for cases of incest, but she's voted against those. So these are a small handful of judges who are clearly outside the mainstream of American jurisprudence and political policy and represent just a small fraction of the overall nominees that President Bush has submitted.
How about some of the other nominees? Are they just as bad?
Oh, William Pryor and Charles Pickering, they all have Judge Myers, they all have very problematic records on things like environmental laws, civil rights laws, privacy. The Democrats are right to have drawn the line on this small group while being much more cooperative than the Republicans were during the Clinton administration to a large majority of the Bush nominees.
You know, David Broder's got a column this morning where in the end he's talking about what's going to happen to the Republicans if they wake up in 2008 and Hillary Clinton is the president of the United States and that the Democrats get control of the Senate after the Republicans have pushed for this nuclear option. You know, this could backfire on them in a huge way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I saw that column, and that quote comes from Senator Bennett from Utah. And he's one of several Republican senators who are aware that what goes around comes around, and that they do not come to this fight with clean hands, and that someday they're going to be in the minority again, and or they won't have the White House again. What happened during the Clinton years is instructive. And Republicans make a lot about this principle of up or down vote. But during the Clinton years, the Republicans were in charge in the majority in the Senate for six of those years, and they held up more than 70 judicial nominees by not letting them get anywhere near the floor. I, in fact, myself was one of those nominees. I wasn't allowed.
Really?
That's right. In 2000, I was nominated to a trial court here in Washington, and I was never given a hearing. I was never given a voting committee, and certainly never got near the floor, even though I would have been confirmed overwhelmingly. But there was one senator who was angry with the Justice Department, and he took it out on me, and I was filibustered by a grand total of one. And that was the case for a number of my friends and colleagues. At the end of the Clinton administration, there were 70 of us who were held up and never got anywhere near the floor. So this hoo and ha about, filibusters are terrible, everybody deserves an up or down vote. It's really just a smokescreen for wanting 100% compliance and 100% domination of the federal judiciary.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't come up too much in the discussions, particularly when I watch the talking head shows about this Republican angle of these pocket filibusters,
right,
where they took guys like you and kept you bottled up so there was no way that you would ever get any kind of a vote.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The present dean of the Harvard Law School was a nominee for the D.C. Circuit, and they never let her have a hearing or a vote. And at the time, they were also using the argument that, well, there are too many federal judges anyway. We don't really need to fill these slots. And what they were doing is they were in the Fifth Circuit where Judge Owens is. They rejected three nominees, two of them Hispanics. Never let them get to the floor, saying, "Oh, we don't need that spot." When in reality, they were holding the spot for, hoping that there'd be a Republican president who'd be able to fill it. That's just not the way the system was designed to work, and not the way the Democrats are going to let it work.
Do you ever sit back and think to yourself, what are these people thinking?
Well,
where are they coming from? They know they're destroying tradition. They know that they're trampling minority rights. I mean, where are they coming from?
Well, the pressure from their right wing, the evangelical wing, they brought God and how Christian you are into it. It's very strong in Republican politics. Those folks feel that they gave President Bush the election, they gave the Senate to the Republicans, and this is one of the prices they want. But when you look at polls in the American people, 60% to two-thirds, oppose turning over the filibuster. So, you really wonder what's in it politically for the Republicans. Now, there's one other thing, and that is that a lot of this is seen as a setup for the Supreme Court battle that's
right
over the summer. So there the stakes are raised a little bit higher. All the interest groups are even more concerned. And the Republicans want to sort of clear the way to avoid the Democrats being able to filibuster the upcoming Supreme Court nominee.
All right, one last question for you, because I know you got to go, but I got to ask you this. If I took you now and put you in the driver's seat, if I put you next to Harry Reid, if I put you next to John Corzine, if I put you next to any of these Democrats, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that the principle is very important and is critical, and that they need to continue on the path of resistance and hope and pray that a handful of Republicans will be persuaded and will do the right thing for the American people and put partisan politics aside.
So you would not tell them to compromise?
No. I think these principles are too important. These judge nominees are too extreme. Losing the filibuster power, or even temporarily, is too serious, and they should go to a vote and count on some moderate Republican heads to prevail.
And do you think there are moderates out there that would prevail?
I think John McCain is a reasonable senator. I think the very brave Senator Arlen Specter, who I don't know if anyone was watching C-SPAN yesterday.
Yes, I saw him.
There he is fighting cancer. He's lost his hair, and he's up there struggling for a compromise. I think there are a number of senators who, if left to their own druthers, would vote that way.
All right, Andy, thanks. You've been great. And as this thing unfolds and we may get a decision next week, I hope we can call on you again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. There's Andy Foyce, who was Assistant Attorney General of the Office of Legislative Affairs at the Department of Justice under Bill Clinton, and who was himself a nominee who got pocket filibustered by the Republicans under the Clinton years. 7:43, 17 minutes in front of 8. We're broadcasting live at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street. You can come by and register for the Kimco scooter and come and have breakfast with us and have some coffee. And we've got a few hearty souls who have been hanging on here since 6 o'clock this morning with us. So come on by and say hello and get on the radio. Otherwise, open phones underway this morning, 303-713-7600. And I ask a question. Do you agree with Andy? The Democrats, should they compromise or no? Should they stand on principle?
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Furniture from 10 to 35% off. There are hundreds of Homecrest chairs, tables, loungers, and rockers to choose from. And if you buy it today, free
to sit in, but it's not like the one I got from Grateful Back. And I'm telling you, Rick at Grateful Back has taught me a lot about that the chair you sit in and the bed you sleep in really does matter to your overall comfort And thank God for my chair, I'm telling you that. And you know what, if you spend much time sitting during the day, you owe it to yourself to check out the beautiful, high-quality, friendly office chairs at Grateful Back. Being a store dedicated to improving the quality of life through spinal wellness, Grateful Back is much more than office chairs. They have massage chairs of all types and prices. Grateful Back has the largest selection of pressure-relieving mattresses in the state. They carry Tempur-Pedic mattresses as well as InnoMax mattresses and beds. And we all know what a great night's sleep is worth. It's worth a lot. So get out to Grateful Back. They're located on Highway 36 east of the Flatirons Mall next to Nordstrom's Rack. Stop by, say hello to Rick. They support AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and you ought to support them. And ask him about why he opened the store, too. He's got a good story to tell. Or call him at 303.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
Hi, my name's Cameron, and I'm one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. I'm really excited about the new Harry Potter book that's due to hit shelves on July 16th, but I'm not excited to stand in line to purchase it. That's why I went to MileHighMarket.com to pre-order my copy. Now I don't have to fight the crowds, and I saved 40%, and you can too. So just head on over to MileHighMarket.com to get your copy of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Christie Sports would like to invite you to save up to 50% off all their designer cast patio furniture. Now through Memorial Day, save 50% off their palm set that seats six people in comfort and elegance. Cast furniture with features and durability that will last a lifetime from several manufacturers with exciting designs to meet every taste. Or quality iron sets as low as $399. And with 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-4231. 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
At participating FedEx Kinko's locations. Offer good through May 31st, 2005. No cash value. Void where prohibited. Not valid online or in combination with other offers or discounts.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is proud to have the smartest listeners in talk radio. And now's your chance to prove it. Gas prices are at an all-time high. We want to save you gas money and possibly save you from your car altogether.
We're getting site at am760.net. Also, the nodraft.org is up there. We'll be up there as well. And the interview yesterday morning with David Lane, Ward Churchill's attorney, will be up there as well. So check it out. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Steve in Centennial. Steve, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. You know, the Democrats have to do what they have to do to preserve the filibuster. If that means they have to let a couple of these judges go through, or even, you know, four or five of them go through, in exchange for an agreement not to do away with the filibuster, they should do it. On the other hand, if the Republicans do away with the filibuster, then the Democrats should shut the government down.
So you think that what the Democrats ought to do is that they ought to shut down business in the Senate?
Absolutely. If they do away with the filibuster, walk out and don't come back until those rules are reinstated.
Well, here's what they're planning to do. What they're planning to do is usually what ends up happening is the minority lets the majority set the agenda for every session. And what they're planning to do is to disrupt that by introducing things, bills to raise the minimum wage, bills on health care, and they're threatening to disrupt the workings of the Senate by disrupting the agenda. But what do you say to guys like Andy Foyce and others, and we've got some people here who believe that the Democrats should not compromise?
Well, a couple of judges are not as important as the filibuster. The filibuster is what needs to be preserved.
But somebody like Janice Rogers Brown
and
Priscilla
Owens, no, those are the worst of the worst, and they should not be let through. But there are some that are less objectionable, and on those ones that are less objectionable, they should let those have an up or down, but say the worst of the worst, we're not going to let you vote on. And that should be the compromise. And then if that gets turned down, then if it's obstruction, yes, obstruct everything. I voted to block Bush. I didn't vote to compromise with Bush on all of his BS. So if you got to block him on everything, block him on everything.
Will you be disappointed if the Democrats don't compromise?
I will. And I've told Ken Salazar that in phone calls and in emails. I've told him that's what I expect.
Well, he's floating a plan to end the Senate wrangling, although he's not getting much attention about it.
Uh-huh. To me, it's the filibuster. If they can preserve it, let some of these less objectionable judges, the less bad of the ones, get through. But if it means the filibuster is lost, then block everything.
All right, Steve. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right. Bye now.
Did I tell you that it was going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 84? I don't think I threw that in. Did I already throw that in? I don't remember. Okay. Anyway, it's going to be hot today. So it's going to be a nice day today. Good day to have a Kymco scooter and ride it around. Mary, if you're listening at home, I really want one of these scooters. And these things got like automatic transmission. They're like really cool. And you can use a driver's license. You don't have to get like a motorcycle thing to have them. They're like really great. And they get 90 miles to the gallon, too. Okay, I'll never have to see a gas pump for 6 months at the rate I get out of the house. Let's go to Kaylee in Lakewood. Kaylee, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
As far as that compromise thing, I happened to flick on the TV yesterday just as they were starting the debate on the Senate floor, and they were covering it, which was exciting.
Right.
But the Democrats did compromise. They offered a compromise. Harry Reid did compromise. He said, bring such and such a name before the House and or the Congress, and it can be confirmed this afternoon. And he said, it's a shame to put, you know, so they have offered to compromise. Just, you know, put some different judges, and it's clear that Frist has no interest in compromising whatsoever. So, you know, they have tried to compromise, and Frist...
Well, Frist is backed into a corner because he has to pay off the religious right in order for his presidential aspirations. But he's not the only senator there. There are other senators like Arlen Specter. There's other senators there who might be willing... All they need is five senators to strike a deal.
Right, but, I mean, so this, when they say that the Democrats are obstructionists, it's like a bulldozer comes to your house and you go... No, don't bulldoze down my house. Well, of course you're going to say no. You would scream it. But I suggest that it is the Republican Party that is really just, they want war. And they're the party of don't say no to me. Don't say no to me. I'm a spoiled, rotten child. And don't you dare say no to me.
All right, Kaylee. Thank you for the call.
All right. Good luck tomorrow with the Ed Schultz Show.
Yeah, I'll need
it. I'm sure you'll do great.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, bye.
I can't reckon nobody can. Trust me. 303-713-7600, Pier in Hartselle. Pier, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Well, I guess I'm in consensus with everyone else, but I believe that right now, if they won't allow any... I think they shouldn't allow the judges myself, but because they have let all these others go through that have been, you know, probably some were questionable, but they
well, there's been 200 of the 200 nominations.
And so the last bit of them, you know, that are really bad, and they don't want to compromise, and you know that they're going to say, no, the ones that we want are Priscilla Owens, et cetera, you know. So personally, I think that they should just walk out and say, hey, if you want a dictatorship, you've got it. Because what good is it going to do? If they do the nuclear option, then the Democrats can't take care of anything anyway.
All right,
so,
but do they compromise, yes or no? Do we reach
no,
a, do they reach
no.
a deal, and do they
I
compromise,
so.
Or do they blow
hey,
it off?
I say they blow it off. They've already tried to compromise, and Chris says no. The only saving grace we have right now is John McCain. And because he has presidential aspirations, maybe he can get a good half a dozen guys to say, okay, well, you know, Bush isn't going to be in here forever. And so, you know, he's the only person that we have any hopes with right now. So, anyway, that's pretty much how I feel. I would like to make one more quick comment.
Sure.
I was watching the Lehrer NewsHour last night, and they were doing the deal about Galloway and the rest of those guys.
Right,
and
Galloway was great.
Oh, he was great, but they did not show that on PBS. They only showed the senators, you know, basically reaming him, and it was really too bad because, once again, it just gets pushed under the rug, and it's made to look like Galloway's the crook, which he might be, but so far they haven't been able to prove that. So I thought that was just a real shame. Because,
you know, surprisingly enough, Galloway got a really fair hearing and got a lot of his testimony, got a lot of it on MSNBC. Actually, MSNBC ran a lot of it during Hardball and also during Keith Olbermann.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
so, and when he was questioning about the $8 billion missing in Iraq on this country's watch, that actually made it over on MSNBC but got censored out on CNN.
Yeah, well, it sure didn't make it onto the Lehrer NewsHour either.
And we know that it never made it onto Fox.
Yeah.
Vera, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate
bye-bye.
The call.
Bye.
All right, we're broadcasting live at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street in Boulder. Come by and see us. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. Open phones continues at 303-713-7600. You can register for the Kymco scooter, which is, like, really cool. I want one really bad. And I'm not kidding you. Come down here and see this thing. I mean, it's beautiful. And get coffee and food, and we're just having ourselves a great time. So come hang with us.
Since the other side.
We are so focused on keeping our eyewear styles ahead of the curve that we kind of forgot about the shag carpeting and lava lamps in our Cherry Creek North store. So, we're freshening things up. I'm Ira Haber from Your Optics. We're putting up new walls, new carpet, and a fresh coat of paint to make our store look as good as our eyewear. If you can deal with a little construction mess, we can save you some money. We have hundreds of name brand designer frames on sale at huge savings. If you've been thinking about buying a new pair of eyeglasses, the time is now, and the place, of course, Your Optics. Save now as we make room for our new Cherry Creek North store. You'll find savings at all four Your Optics locations, but hurry in today for best selection and save big.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Guides for your journey. Since 1895, member SIPC and NYSE.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. More anti-American violence in Afghanistan. Suspected Taliban militants gunned down six Afghan employees of a U.S.-funded anti-drugs project in southern Afghanistan today. Second fatal attack on project staff in 2 days' time. Victims were driving in Kabul with the body of one of five men killed Wednesday when they were attacked in Zabul province. Shajoy district said Naik Mohammed, a doctor in a hospital, where the victims bodies were taken. Rick Marshall, a Kabul spokesman for the U.S. Agency for International Development, said the six Afghans killed today are believed to be employees of Chemonics International Incorporated, a Washington-based consulting firm. The five killed Wednesday also were employees of Chemonics, which is managing a USAID-sponsored project to provide alternative livelihoods to farmers growing opium, the raw material for heroin. North and South Korea say they've reached several agreements on issues hammered out in face-to-face talks, but the meetings failed to yield any agreement on North's nuclear program. In a statement, the two sides said they will meet again next month in Seoul. Meantime, South Korea will begin providing more fertilizer to the North to help the impoverished country produce more food. South Korea also has pledged to send a delegation to the North Korean government in June to mark the fifth anniversary of a historic summit between the two rival nations. The agreement follows word of a secret meeting last week between the U.S. and North Korean officials aimed at persuading the North to return to the six-nation nuclear disarmament talks. It seems now that the American military commanders assessing the war in Iraq are spinning a completely different picture about the climate in the country and the prospects for peace. Recent interviews suggest that those commanders are not as optimistic about the pace of the war and the progress once reported. One military officer is suggesting now that American troops could remain in the country for many years to come. Both parties in the U.S. Senate yesterday locked horns as members of the legislative body had their first foray into the overarching issue of preserving the filibuster. The debate began as Senate Republican leader Bill Frist called for consideration once again of President Bush's choice of Texas Judge Priscilla Owen for the federal bench. Nomination has spawned anger among critics who have long labeled Owens a conservative judicial activist. European Union and Iran remain deadlocked over the issue of restraining the Iranian nuclear development program unless the Europeans offer significant incentives. Reports say the Iranians are interested in the deal for 10 nuclear reactors. Despite this, no incentives at this point will sway Iran from breaking the impasse. This according to Iranian negotiators involved in the talks. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
The news is brought to you by Blue Blocker Sunglasses, available in Walgreens drugstores. See clearer, farther, and protect your eyes with solid UV protection. Blue Blockers are available at all Walgreens in new cool styles. Check them out today.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We're seeing a real slow ride this morning. Eastbound I-70 slows from 58th over to Kipling. That's because of construction blocking the left and center lanes as you're weaving in and out of the construction zones. Coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, we're bunched up from 120th into downtown, then a stop and go through T-Rex and an Aurora stop on 225. Is sluggish approaching the tech center. Now, Boulder streets are busy. Highway 93 and the diagonal are crowded, and we're seeing brake lights eastbound on the turnpike from Sheridan over to Pecos. Today's forecast is going to be a nice day. Hot one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 65 degrees. Now you can get weekend home delivery of the Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News for only a dollar. Call 303-832-3232 to subscribe. That's 303-832-3232. For your best weekend deal. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News, Power Tools. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's open mic season, so we're letting Jay Marvin out of the studio. And we want you to be a part of his show. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and Jay Marvin, Thursday, May 19th, live from the Republic of Boulder restaurant from 6 to 10 a.m. Get the chance to voice your opinion and enjoy an all-you-can-eat breakfast for only $7.60. Plus, don't miss your last...
Turn other people on to it. So, you know, if you're looking for a gas-saving automobile, if you're looking for a truck, if you need a minivan for the family or an SUV, Rockies Autos has just under 500 pristine vehicles. I mean, these are great cars, and they've got every make and model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And Rockies is a big supporter of AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. So get on over there, and you know what? You can get pre-approved for an auto loan on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. And get over there and see my friends like Colby and the Tower of Power and Rick the Guy and Spanky and the Alshire brothers. Just good people working at Rockies. You know, I love hanging out there. I go there usually once a week and not only look at all the cars and trucks, but also just to visit with my friends. Get over there and see them. And Rockies Autos are located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
New Guard, you can.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world. You know, I'm really hungry, but it's like two things. One, I'm trying to lose weight. And two, it's rude to eat while you're, like, talking on the radio. And Kenny Dana is sitting here at the Republic of Boulder scarfing a breakfast burrito. Did you move to the other end of the, other end of the room, man? Come on by and see us. We're broadcasting live here at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street in Boulder. And we got coffee, we got latte, we got breakfast bagels and burritos and muffins. And just come on by and have a good time. And we're here until 10 o'clock. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And register for that Kymco scooter. There has been a running debate going on between John Turk and myself as to whether I ought to buy a scooter or not. Turk claims that I can't drive it in the dark. And I said, hey, man, there's a headlight on the thing. And you don't need a motorcycle license to drive it. You can drive it with a driver's license. And it'll do about 50 miles an hour. It gets 90 miles to the gallon. I mean, like, you know, it's like see ya to the oil companies, right? Okay, open phones, 303-713-7600. Reason we're doing open phones this morning is because I won't be here tomorrow morning. Aaron Hart will be here tomorrow morning. Tomorrow I sit in for Ed Schultz and see if I can successfully sync his program. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, we have to go to the table. We have to attempt to at least go to the table and, you know, listen to what they have to say.
So no compromise? Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Compromise or no?
I say we don't compromise, but I say we go to the table and we listen to what they have to say. I think that if we compromise, you know, basically depends on the compromise and how much it is. You know, that's the other aspect of that. I'm a believer in both, you know, working both ways, but, you know, and give and take. But, and I think most Americans are. Most Americans will give and take all day long as it's, you know, not my left arm. You know what I mean.
All right, but let me ask you a question. If we're going to compromise, if you believe that we should compromise, do we accept Owens and Rogers, or do we tell them that, no, that's not part of the compromise and we can't take either one of them?
No, we don't take either one of them. We don't take extremists. We don't take the extremists. That's what it's there for. That's what we're basically voting for or turning down the nomination for the extremists. Either way, left or right. I think most Americans are in the middle, just trying to make it. And I think we've got to go to the table, listen to what they have to say, because if we don't, then we're the people who won't compromise. We're the people who won't work with them. That's how they'll label us. If we play this game wrong, and it is a game.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly what they're doing. You know,
they're labeling us as being obstructionists now.
Right. But that's not true. That's false. And we can prove that as long as we keep going to the table, keep at least listening to what they have to say. I used to have a lot of respect for John McCain. In fact, I probably would have voted for him in the last election if he would have been the nominee or in 2000. I wanted him. I thought he was a moderate. I thought he was somebody that, but after he bent over for Bush, I have no respect for him now.
See, you know what? I'm stuck in the same situation. This is a guy, John McCain's a guy who I interviewed, had on the radio with me and this neocon partner I had three or four times. You know, really a good guy at heart. But then I see him in a public rally hugging George Bush after George Bush's campaign allies launched that vicious attack against him in South Carolina.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Well, and there you go. That's if I was John McCain, he had the momentum to become an independent and really do something that would have been great. He could have created the third party. He had enough following at that point. But he didn't belly up to the bar or have the cojones to finish the job. He just bowed down to him.
Or he should have ran with Kerry. That was the other thing.
Well, you know,
he should have done it.
I love that ticket, believe me.
He should have done it. He should have done it to save this country, and he didn't do it. And I'm like you. I'm disappointed. Hey, man, thanks. Great call.
Thank you.
And you know, somebody said to me yesterday, somebody came by at Sportique Scooters in Boulder. Somebody came to me and said, you know, what's happened to you? Like 6 years ago, you used to hang up on everybody. And you were like really this angry guy. Now you tell like all the callers you really like them. But, you know, we get, like of all the places I've worked, this has like the best callers. This radio station gets the best callers day in and day out. And it's hard to like to say to somebody, well, I don't want, you know, I disagree when, you know, when you agree so much. I suffered too long. Is that what you said, Christian? All right, let's go to David on a cell phone on I-25. Dave, you still there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for hanging on. Go ahead, man.
Hey, absolutely not compromise.
No compromise.
Yeah, what good is a filibuster if you can't use it? If any time we go to use it, they say, hey, we're going to take this away from you, what good is it?
Well, see, that's a good point, and I didn't ask that of Jeff, but that's a good point. What guarantee do we have other than their word that they would not pull this again in some other situation? See, this is the problem. I mean, like, this thing has ramifications not only for the Supreme Court, and not only for the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, but it's also got ramifications for the Bolton nomination and so many other things. And what guarantee do we have that they're not going to turn around and try this arm twisting again?
Exactly.
You know, and I personally, you know, when I was at the Democratic pancake breakfast last Saturday in Arapahoe County, and I had a guy come up to me yesterday at Sportique Scooters in Boulder. I had a guy come up to me and tell me that he thought I was wrong. I really believe that this thing with the filibuster, that the situation with Terry Schiavo, that these things that the neocons have pulled off, I think it's going to backfire on them in 06.
Well, we can only hope.
All right, Dave, no compromise then.
Absolutely not.
All right. Maybe I should keep track of these calls, and we should turn this into a referendum here at 303-713-7600. I mean, you don't have to talk about this. We can talk about anything else that you want to talk about, but I don't know. Do you think we should compromise? What's the room here say? No. The room says no. No. The room says no. Even if it means here at the Republic of Boulder, okay, even if it means that they do away with the filibuster and trigger the nuclear option, the answer is still no? The answer is still no? Yeah, the answer here is still no. No, okay. All right, no compromise. Let's go to Barry in Boulder. Barry, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello, Jay?
Hey, Barry, how come you're not down here, man?
Yeah, I'm driving to work.
It's okay. What do you think?
Well, I think I maybe don't know enough to know how the game should be played. What I do know is, you know, I want to hear from leadership Democrats. Where are the voices to say what's really going on?
They were all over the media yesterday.
Where's Hillary Clinton?
Well, Hillary Clinton's not directly involved in this, but the people who are involved in it, who sit on the Judiciary Committee, were all over the media yesterday. Corzine was on the media. Barbara Boxer was on the media. They were all over the media, even C. Boyden Gray, for God's sakes, who's an advisor to Bill Frist on the other side, was all over the media. They were every place you went yesterday, they were on there.
Well, I guess that's good. It's just I think this has ramifications, like you were saying, for the Supreme Court and things that will affect our lives in America for generations to come.
You're very right.
And, you know, so I don't know if it's a matter of compromising or not. I just hope the people that are up there can play the game the best way possible to get what we need.
All right, but if I took you and put you in the driver's seat there, if I've sat you down next to Harry Reid and said, Harry Reid wants to hear what you're going to say, what would you say to Harry Reid?
I really don't have a clue.
I mean, what would you tell him? Would you tell him to compromise? Would you tell him to hold fast?
Hold fast as far as he can.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
All right.
All right, 303-713-7600. Open phones. We're going to Steve in Denver. Squeeze Steve in. Steve, you're there, man. What do you think?
Jay.
Yeah, Steve.
How are you?
Okay, man. I'm having a good time.
Okay, listen. 3 points real quick. Number one, you got to stop beating yourself up and second-guessing yourself about this show tomorrow. You're going to be fabulous.
Okay, man. I appreciate that.
Stop the negative self-talk, okay?
You got it.
We're all behind you. And we're proud of you.
Thank you.
Second of all, I'm the guy that is the PBS employee, and I wanted to thank the previous caller said she was watching PBS. We just experienced our first hit from the neocons. July 1st, we'll experience our first $260,000 budget cut.
Oh, man.
$260,000 to one station here in Denver. So...
Wait, which state is that? Is that to seven? No, I'm sorry, not seven. I'm sorry, because I watch
six. KRMA,
that's right.
Rocky Mountain PBS.
Yeah, because I watch both. I watch 6 and 12.
And that's a huge hit in our budget, $260,000. And the third thing is the previous caller stole my thunder. Any compromise, and I believe in compromise. I'm a salesman. But the neocons have been saying all along that this filibuster isn't really legal. It's not written into law. It's not constitutional. It's nowhere in the Constitution. So any compromise has to include, okay, say you let seven judges through, we stop the other three extremists, and the compromise is you got to write that sucker into law so that they don't come back to us and say, oh, by the way, we got to kill the filibuster when it comes to the Supreme Court fight this summer. So any compromise has to include them agreeing to not, you know, to write this thing into law so that a filibuster is legal and they can't bring it up again.
All right, well said. And you know something? Because the neocons are attacking PBS, and I got nothing to gain from saying this, I'm going to go home today. And I'm going to call Channel 6, and I'm going to join.
Great, man. We appreciate it.
You got it. You got my vote, brother.
We're working hard out there.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right.
All right. Come see us. We're at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street in Boulder. We're broadcasting live. You can register for the Kimco scooter, which I'm absolutely in love with, and you will be too. And you can come bug Kenny Danan, who's operating this show. And we even have my boss is even here.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Hey, my name is Chuck, and I'm one of the behind-the-scenes guys that brings you MileHighMarket.com. And just like you, I'm a huge talk radio fan. I love the commentary, but I especially love the interesting guests that I hear. Hey, did you hear the interview with Jack Coughlin, author of Shooter? It's a great book about his life as a sniper during the Vietnam War. Well, I read the book as soon as I could get my hands on it, and it was awesome. I highly recommend you check it out, too. Just visit MileHighMarket.com and save $8 on a copy for yourself. Enjoy.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Do your neighbors mock you when you're washing your car?
Hey, do mine next!
Or,
you're gonna rub the paint off that thing!
If you love detailing your car as much as owning it, then Detailers Paradise has you covered. Located 1 mile south of I-25 on Broadway, Detailers Paradise carries a full range of waxes, leather, and convertible top care, polishing tools, aluminum racing jacks, and Beta hand tools. Everything you need to make your car, truck, or motorcycle look its absolute best. The expert staff will help you find exactly what you need. So if your idea of therapy is good tunes and a sweet-smelling can of wax, then check out Detailers Paradise at 1745 South Broadway, just 1 mile south of I-25, or on the web at detailersparadise.com. Detailers Paradise, more show for your go.
Tired of renting? Do you want to start building equity in your own home today? Call United Federal Mortgage now to attend their free and informative home buyer education class Wednesday, May 25th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Classes are filling up fast. Seating is limited. Call 303-759-8484 now or click on the link to reserve your spot. They'll teach you all you need to know about buying a home. Learn how to access free grants and gift programs to use for your down payment. Find out how to buy a home with no money down. Earn a certificate to use with FHA loans. Click on the link now to reserve your seat for this great class or call 303-759-8484. This exciting class covers all aspects of the home buying process. If you're ready to buy now or just wondering how to get started, this is the class for you. Click on the link now or call 303-759-8484. United Federal Mortgage, helping renters become homeowners. Call 303-759-8484 now to reserve your spot for this free class and start down the road to owning your own home today.
More, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Who's what's up with? I'm in the middle of eating a granola bar, and it's like eating drywall. After Kenny Dannon is sitting to the right of me, scarf that breakfast burrito here. Come see us at the Republic of Boulder, 1095 Canyon Street. That's actually 11th and Canyon, okay, to be technical. And we got burritos, we got coffee. How's the burrito, Kenny?
It was excellent.
The burrito's good? Okay, you recommend that?
I would.
Let's have a big round of applause for Kenny Dannon, who ate that burrito and didn't spill it himself. All right. So that's exactly what I would do. Okay, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Ray, who's in Kansas. Ray, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you in Kansas, Ray?
Northeast Kansas.
What town?
Right around Houlton, Topeka.
Oh, all right. Can you hear us up there, or are you internet streaming?
No, I'm in Colorado right now. I'm here on some business.
Oh, okay, good. Well, it's nice to have you on. Tell us what you think.
Well, I think we ought to have a vote. The Senate needs to vote up and down. You know, if they don't want the judges, fine, vote them no. Just vote no. We need choice.
Yeah, but the problem with that is the Senate is an institution that is designed to protect minority rights and to prolong debate. And the filibuster has been part of the Senate for God knows how many years. And if the situation were reversed, and if this were Lonnie Guinier you were voting on, would you be in favor of that?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Of course. I tell you what, if we were voting on Lonnie Guinier and the Republicans were wanting to filibuster and everything, it would be hell to pay. And
why? The Republicans got away with it when Clinton was the president. The Republicans wouldn't allow any of his nominees, including Andy Foyce, who we had on the air here earlier, wouldn't allow them to come out of committee, wouldn't even allow them to go to a vote in the Judiciary Committee. Do you think that's okay?
Well, we need a vote.
We need a vote, but we don't want to discuss what Jay's talking about, right? We don't want to look at history, okay? And the history is that we couldn't even get a vote on guys like Andy Foyce and others who were nominated by Bill Clinton because the Republicans held it up in committee. Now, why was it okay then, but it's not okay now?
Clinton got more judges than any other president.
That's not what I'm asking you. And somebody sent me an email yesterday and said, control your temper, Jay, but I'm asking you one more time. The Republicans did it, and they held it up in committee and wouldn't even use a filibuster. They used a pocket filibuster. Why is that okay?
Well, it probably wasn't okay.
Yeah, you know? Well, finally you admit that it wasn't okay. Okay, thank you for the call, Ray. Good luck in Kansas. Go find Dorothy and Toto, okay? Thank you, pal. And I didn't lose my temper. I didn't even call him a brainstem, which you can't please anybody. Because yesterday a guy comes up to me and says, you know, what's happened to you? You don't call people brainstems anymore. You don't lose your temper. You're not. You tell everybody what great callers there are, including Ray from Kansas. He has a right to his opinion. You know, what's happened to you? Well, you know, that's what a lot of therapy does. It mellows you out. All right, come join us. We're at the Republic of Boulder here. That's 11th and Canyon. Actually, the address is 1095 Canyon. Let's go to Nick, who's traveling from California. Nick, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Nick, what part of California are you from?
I'm from Orange County, California.
God almighty, I grew up in Orange County, California. I went to Foothill High School.
What city?
I went to Foothill High School, Tustin.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I live in Orange, and that's about 3-4 miles from Foothill.
Yeah, there you go, man. You're from Janice
you
Rogers.
You turned out to be so liberal. You're from Orange County.
Well, that's because I never listened to my parents. What can I tell you?
Oh.
All right, what do you think, man?
Well, you know, I just meet with your other callers, you know, that when they were held up in committee, that shouldn't have been done. I think that every nominee has a right to an up and down vote that should go to the Senate. And I think that the rules should be changed, that's permitted to happen in the future, whether it's a Republican or a Democratic president. I think that vote should be taking place in the Senate. You know, they keep referring to this as a game. It's not a game. It's real serious business, obviously. And I don't believe that 40 senators should have the right to choose who the nominees and especially the judges are going to be, whether they're at the appellate level or at the Supreme Court level.
But one of the things, though, about the Senate is, you know, the Senate is not the House of Representatives, and the Senate is not based on population. The Senate is based on protecting minority rights, and that's why each state, regardless of population, each state gets two senators. And what you're doing here is you're trampling not only on tradition, but you're also trampling on minority rights. And the Senate is a body that is built on the idea of minority rights and the idea of prolonged deliberation. And we're upsetting the institution. You know, this is just, it's not the House of Representatives where you get congressmen, you know, based on population.
I realize that, but at the same token, you realize what's happening is that these appellate court judges, yes, it's an important issue right now, but the thing is that's going to be the Supreme Court that we're looking at.
Well, and I hope, I hope the hell not. I hope Janice Rogers Brown, who's from your state, doesn't end up sitting on the Supreme Court and we're all going to be in trouble.
Well, I don't know whether she will or not, and that's neither here nor there at this point. Is the fact that is that we are looking at the filibuster, that they want to have the right, the Democrats want to have the right to choose who the next Supreme Court candidate is going to be.
They want to have the right.
They
want to have the right to filibuster, and they want to have the right to object, which has always been in the tradition of the Senate. And this idea that Republicans put forward, the right puts forward, about trying to rewrite history, that this has never been done before, but they overlook the Abe Fortas nomination, and they overlook their own conduct. And you know something? If I'm in the minority, and right now Democrats and those of us on the left, we are in the minority, we want our minority rights protected in the Senate, the same as the Republicans will want theirs when what goes around comes around.
Yeah, see, but what's happened is that for 40 years, the Democrats have basically had their way.
That's not true.
Well,
that's not true
that
at all. No, that's not true at all. As a matter of fact, Ronald Reagan and George Bush's father and George Bush have gotten more judges and more people through than Bill Clinton ever got.
Yeah, but you look at it, and George Bush made a deal with the Democrats to go ahead and pass certain legislation, and that they would go ahead and honor the agreement as far as taxation and that was concerned.
I'm talking about nominees. I'm not talking about legislation. I'm not talking about pieces of legislation. I'm talking about nominees, and I'm talking about judges. And the Democrats have not had their way for 40 years. That's a very, very popular myth. At what point did the Senate change hands? Do you remember the year?
No, I'm not certain what year that
was. I believe it was 1994, was it not?
Yeah, approximately that, 92, 94.
All right, so what happened then? How did the Democrats, when they were in the minority, when it changed in 94, how did they get their way?
You know, you're breaking up on me now. I'm on 76.
Okay, well, Nick, be safe, man, on your trip. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Just broke up on me. I'm all broken up over the situation, to be honest with you, that I didn't get a breakfast burrito like Kenny did. I'm definitely broke up over that deal. 303-713-7600, the Republic of Boulder is where we are, 1095 Canyon Street in Boulder. That's 11th and Canyon. Come by and see us. We'll be here. You can register for the Kymco scooter right now at 8:30. And I say the high today was going to be 84. Yeah, it's going to be sunny and 84. Let's get progressive traffic now with Bailey. Bailey?
Well, thanks, Jay. Seeing problems all morning. Eastbound I-70 construction in the left and center lanes near Kipling has us jamming back to Ward Road. Now, on the north end, southbound I-25 bunches up from 120th into downtown. Then it's stop and go as you make your way through T-Rex. And now we have a spin-out working right near Orchard. Southbound 225 slows from Parker Road. And again, on your way into the tech center and looking at Boulder Streets, Foothills Parkway and the Diagonal are busy but starting to thin out a little bit, and we're still sluggish Denver-bound on the turnpike from Federal to Pecos. Today's forecast, expect a hot one with sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 67 degrees. Going to Coors Field, take RTD's Rockies Ride. Rockies Ride Express Bus Service is a line drive to Coors Field from 14 area park and ride lots. For more information, call 303.
Hi, I'm Brooklyn, one of the people that bring you MileHighMarket.com. It's easy to forget just how intense the sun can be here in the Mile High City, and just how badly a sunburn feels. The itching, peeling, and stinging followed by that icky, gooey aloe. Take care to protect yourself this summer as you enjoy Colorado's backyard. Pick up Jason Natural Sunblock SPF 40. It comes with a handy clip to attach to your purse or belt so it's always with you. Don't get burnt. Get Jason Natural SPF 40 right now at MileHighMarket.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. Have you ever gone through the mortgage process during times of low rates only to have it jammed at you at the closing time with high costs and rates higher than promised? You know, a lot of mortgage companies make all kinds of claims to try to get you to call. They make all kinds of promises. Free trips, limited funds at rates too good to be true, no closing cost loans, below market rates. Come on, you're smarter than that. And so are the professionals at EquityRelief.com. They're here to help you and your family secure the best rates and terms possible. Rates are back down to their lowest level in months. Take advantage of this window of opportunity and take action now. Refinancing your home has never been easier, be it debt consolidation, home improvements, refinancing, or to buy that next dream house. EquityRelief.com is here for you, not the bank. Play it safe and go with Denver's best-known mortgage company, EquityRelief.com. Call them at 303-839-LOAN.
Debt relief, stress relief, that's why there's EquityRelief.com.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay up your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Denver's largest program vehicle outlet, 7070 Smith Road off Quebec. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
Hear that? That's the sound of $35 coming out of your pocket. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, wants to help you put some cash back in your pocket. And we're giving you the chance to win a gas-sipping scooter. So the cash stays in your pocket. All you have to do is listen for your name to win the $1,000 and get registered for the scooter. Or you can register at any AM 760 events from now through May 20th. Visit am760.net for more details and event locations. Thanks to Sportique Scooters of Boulder and Tires Plus. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:34, 26 minutes in front of 9. Sunny, high of 84 today. There, I worked that in. It's one of those morning show elements, you know. We're broadcasting live here at the Republic of Boulder, 11th and Canyon. Actually, that's 1095 Canyon Street. And is everybody in this room registered for this scooter? Register for this scooter, because we're going to give it away. And it's righteous. And it's automatic. And it looks cool. And I want one really bad. And thanks to the folks who provided Sportique Scooters of Boulder. They're good people, too. We'll get to your calls in just a second here. We're talking about the filibuster, and it's open phones. You can talk about anything you want to at 303-713-7600. This is for John Turk, who produces this show, who collects Star Wars figures. He collects Star Wars figures. Now, this is a guy who told me that I shouldn't be seen on a scooter, because it's not big enough. I should get a motorcycle. And he also told me I couldn't, like, drive it at night, even though I told him it was a headlight. But this is a guy who collects Star Wars figures, and doesn't open them. He just gets them in the box and keeps them. Check this out, John, if you're listening. For sheer lack... Actually, well, instead of just reading the article, I'm going to tell you something. The New York Times has got an article this morning called Star Wars is Quickly Politicized. People are saying that the emperor in the new Star Wars movie is George Bush. Does anybody buy that? What is it, Emperor Palpatine? And the liberal advocacy group, MoveOn.org, is preparing to spend $150,000 to run advertisements on CNN over the next few days and to spread leaflets among audiences in line and multiplexes comparing Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee, the majority leader, to the movie's power-grabbing evil chancellor, Palpatine. Conservative web blogs for lacerating Mr. Lucas over the film's perceived jabs at President Bush when, what is this, Anakin? Is that how you say it? Anakin Skywalker, on his way to becoming the evil Darth Vader, warns, "If you're not with me, you're my enemy," in an echo of Mr. Bush's post-9/11 ultimatum. So, this country is so divided that we can't even enjoy Star Wars. Thank you, George W. Bush. What a wonderful legacy you'll leave us with. All right, let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, John. How are you?
Great. Hey, good show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to weigh in here on this filibuster issue. And I want to throw something back at the conservatives that they've been using as a war cry for years. Compromising the defense of liberty is no virtue. Well, we're facing a reign of conservative tyranny, and I think we need to stand up for ourselves here.
Oh, right on, man. That's a good quote.
You know, this is a tough issue for a lot of people like myself who normally would be compromisers, but in the Senate is a place where compromise and the protection of minority rights are kind of competing values. But the neocons have reneged on the compromise part of that equation. So.
All right, so are you saying no compromise then?
None at all. We need to stand up for ourselves. If we don't stop here, where are we going to stop?
Regardless of the consequences, even if they trigger the nuclear option, we should just go for it.
Absolutely.
All right, John, I appreciate the call, man.
You bet.
All right, thanks. Let's go to Adam in Denver. Adam, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. How are you today?
Hi, Adam. I'm doing great. I'm having a great time.
Did you say your boss is there? Is that Jerry Bell?
Yeah, he's here somewhere.
Oh, okay. I took him to task one time because Mike Rosen cussed me out off the air. he and I go way back.
I swear to God, I have never done that to a caller. I have never cussed a caller off the air. However, I am responsible for the infamous incident at KHOW in which Joe Rice, then mayor of Glendale, set his briefcase down on the mic switch, and I did not know the mic was open, and I yelled, "Get the F out of the studio," and I went out over the air.
Oh, no.
But I've never cussed a caller out.
Well, Rosen dropped the F-bomb on me one time. Anyway, I wanted to say, I think we should two things. You mentioned that the Senate is kind of a different type of body.
Right, it
because
is.
Because the two senators in Wyoming have the same amount of power over with 600,000 people as the two from California who have 32 million.
Correct.
There's a reason for that. There's also a reason why Al Gore won the popular vote in 2000 but did not win the election. You didn't hear the neocons crying about, the majority rules back then.
No, you know what? That's a really good point. As a matter of fact, they sent it to the courts.
And then, boy, the activist judges were fine back then.
Yeah, then that was okay. And
that
was fine. And had the activist judges ruled in their favor with Terry Schiavo, they wouldn't be making extreme comments like that nutball Pat Robertson. And then you've got Judge Lefko from Chicago yesterday talking about how these people have got to stop demonizing judges because it's threatening their security.
I saw it. Well, and there was only two or three senators in that committee meeting because they were all over talking about, this filibuster business. So, and the other point I wanted to make, Jay, is I think we should let these judges through, and here's why. Okay, forget the filibuster on this, because then when the Supreme Court justices, when it's time to nominate them, the Republicans will have to cry and whine and get this filibuster issue back up again, and I don't think they're going to be able to sustain it again.
Yeah, the trouble with that though is these are lifetime appointments at big salaries. And do you want a Janice Rogers Brown sitting on the court?
I think it's frightening, but I think it's even more frightening who they want to put on the Supreme Court, which is going to have much more devastating ramifications, I think, in the long term.
So you're saying So basically your philosophy would be let this one go to fight the bigger battle later.
Exactly, because they're not going to be able to cry, oh, end the filibuster. You know, they're not going to be able to cry this wolf thing again. I don't think it'll have as much power next time.
I don't know, man. The thought of Janice Rogers Brown and Priscilla Owens on the federal appeals court. I mean,
what about Scalia or Clarence Thomas as Chief Justice? That should make you wake up screaming at night.
Yeah. Well, that's tantamount to being kicked in the crotch 25 times and then told you're getting kissed. Yeah, I would agree. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you, but I agree with the devastation part of it. That one part I get. But I'm not so sure I agree with the rest. But I thank you for the call, Adam.
Thank you.
Interesting
theory. Good luck tomorrow.
Okay, I'll need it. All right, let's go to Doyle on his cell phone on I-25. Doyle, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Doyle once. Doyle twice. Doyle is done. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. Listen, tomorrow you're doing great. Just be yourself.
You got it, man. I'll just see what kind of trouble I can get into.
I'm glad that our previous caller made that point about, actually, if you look at the Democratic senators, they're representing a larger part of the country, even the majority of Republican senators. The other thing is, what's the depth?
Oh, we lost him. And he was in the middle of making a point. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. We lost you. Go ahead. Say it again about what's the point in what, Ed?
Well, what's the downside in standing firm on the filibuster and shutting down Congress? I think it's to our advantage because if you look at the legislation that's been passed already this year, like the credit card bill and like that the driver's license ID thing.
Right.
I think we'll come out ahead if we just shut them down and they don't get to pass any more of that stuff.
Well, you know, public opinion polls now, or at least the one I've been citing all morning from the Wall Street Journal, which is not a left-wing newspaper by any means, you know, talks about the fact that most people are, that Congress has its lowest approval rating. It's down to like about 30%, and that when people were asked in 06 what they wanted to see, a lot of them, 46%, those who answered said they wanted to see a democratically controlled Congress. I think we're poised out of this whole mess. And the Schiavo mess to make it big time in 06.
Sure. Well, and shut it down now, prevent any more horrible legislation that the Republicans push through. And then in 06, once we take over, we can start changing things for the better. It's a good strategy, I think.
All right. Fair enough, Ed. Thanks, man, for hanging in.
Good luck tomorrow.
All right. 303-713-7600. And we're broadcasting live from the Republic of Boulder. That's 11th and Canyon Street. We'll be here till 10 o'clock. So come on by. We got great breakfast food this morning, and also coffee and lattes. And you can register to win this Kymco scooter, which is out of sight. And we thank Sportique Scooters of Boulder.
Hi, I'm one of the people that brings you MileHighMarket.com, and we spend some of our time trying to find cool things out there on the internet. One of the things I found recently, Darth Tater. Yeah, it's actually a Mr. Potato Head doll that looks just like Darth Vader. Kind of cool with the Star Wars movie coming out. Thought you might want to go pick one up. You can go to milehighmarket.com. They're pretty cheap, great presenter, great thing to put on your desk. Go look now. Darth Tater at milehighmarket.com.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Stop by your neighborhood Moe's Southwest Grill today and choose from a menu of burritos, salads, quesadillas, and more, made fresh right in front of you. And visit Moe's.com to get the burrito fanatic in your life a Moe's gift certificate. Welcome to Moe's.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-447-0207. That's 1-800-447-0207. 1-800-447-0207.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Do you love your dog? Do you like to hike in the beautiful Colorado mountains? Of course you do. But sometimes hiking involves carrying tons of supplies and equipment up the side of the hill, including your supplies for your dog. Why not let your dog pick up some of the slack? You gotta check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack. It's a backpack for your dog. It's got expandable pouches and an adjustable harness to fit your pooch nice and comfortably. And right now you can score this doggy pack for just $39.99. Just head to milehighmarket.com and check out the Kelty Chuck Wagon Dog Pack.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303, 800-365-6303.
Out through Monday.
Five area locations, Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, and in Colorado Springs.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, is proud to have the smartest listeners in talk radio.
And now's your chance to prove it.
Gas prices are at an all-time high. We want to save you gas money and possibly save you from your car altogether.
Call her up and make her feel welcome. All right, let's go back to the phones here, and we go to Brad in Louisville. Brad, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Brad. How are you?
Good, thanks. Been enjoying your show this morning.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I want to first off say I'm a Boulder County Democrat, so I share your fears about the makeup of the court and the loss of things like protection of due process and states' rights. And I don't even want to think about Roe versus Wade. So I'm in fear with you on that. But having said that, a couple points you made earlier, I think when you talked about the tradition of the filibuster and protection of minority rights in the Senate, I understand those. But I think if you want to base an argument on tradition, then you can look at things like segregation and Jim Crow laws, and Tom Thurmond and Jesse Helms might have been proud of those traditions, but I think their traditions were better off without. So I think we always have to be willing to look at the changing, changing political cultural society we've got, and be willing to change and abandon traditions when we need to.
Yeah, but that's a value-based argument, because some traditions are worth having. I mean, we have traditions in this country, and every society has traditions, and some of those traditions are well worth holding on to. And, you know, it's funny you bring up Strom Thurmond, because Strom Thurmond, I believe, I could be wrong about this, but I believe he holds the record for the longest filibuster ever, 24 hours. And dig this, listen to this. Here are the rules. If you are in the middle of a filibuster and you have to go to the bathroom, if you leave the floor, the filibuster is over with. This guy did 24 hours against integration and in support of segregation. But, you know, it's part of this country's cherished history. And it was it one of the finest moments for this country? Well, in a way it was. In a way it was, because even though he held out for 24 hours, he still ended up coming out on the losing end, but the minority rights were protected.
I guess I understand that, and there's the concept of the noble fight, whether you win or lose, and making the point whether you win or lose. That's true. But if you go to a logical extension of a filibuster and protection of minority rights, are we saying that one senator who disagrees with 99 senators should have the ability to, you know, in this example, prevent a nominee from coming up for a vote? You know what I mean?
But you're not preventing it from happening, because they can always move to cut off the debate, and they can always get the votes to cut it off and go to cloture. So what, yes, and one senator should have the right to stand up and be heard. And I'll give you a concrete working example of this. Barbara Boxer has placed a hold on John Bolton. She wants to get up and filibuster against
three-quarters majority. Two-thirds or three allows a reasonable level of minority protection.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's for them to try to work out. I still think that, you know, what happens is, you know, the Republicans are guilty of this twice. You know, if you can't win legally, if you can't do it fairly, because you can't get the votes, then what you end up doing is you end up going through the back door. You know, DeLay did that with the Ethics Committee by changing the makeup of that, and by changing the rules, having the rules changed, and now the Republicans are trying to do the exact same thing.